Blog Talk Radio.
That's 740-500-8863. Or go to my website, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. And I guarantee you'll love that one. It's one of those things we're trying to get our heads together on the whole situation of just putting things together. And also, the situation we're talking about, Hit Me Sing CDs on the show, too, as well. So check those out. Hemi-sync CDs. It's technology that actually has a tone underneath the music that when the brain hears it, both hemispheres of the brain actually work together to give you intense focus and concentration. They have many CDs. They have CDs on creating success, exploring our future, chakra journey. They also have DVDs, too, as well. So, therefore, check those out. And they have other ones, too, like Maiden Voyage with the audio connections, with Journeys Within the Mind, Lullabies, which is basically for children sleeping. And then we have Mayan Wind. And this is a meditation for just a higher state of consciousness. So you see they have many, many, many CDs and DVDs. And I have actually four or five of these things myself. I have a couple. I actually have one for manifestation. I also have the chakra journeys. I have the one chakra journeys. So if you want to get in contact, with them, best thing to do is go to the website, which is www.hemi-sync.com, or give them a call at 1-800-541-2488. I really recommend that you go to the website because they actually have downloads that are actually about $5 cheaper than actually getting the CDs themselves. So check that out as well. Alrighty. And everybody in the chat room, hello. We finally got the chat room working today. And it was really one of those situations where everybody was kind of like freaking out, because I know I was, but I couldn't figure out why it wouldn't work. And all I can sit here and stack it up to is the idea of, like I always do, it has to be, in some sense of the word, Block Talk Radio, because I don't seem to have any problems with anything else on the radio or on the internet. And that's kind of unusual, I think, that I would only have problems with Block Talk Radio, so therefore I think we have to put blame where blame belongs in this situation of what's going on. And Block Talk Radio has had problems before, so therefore let's go on with the show and go and ask if you have any questions out there, anything. Please call in and give us a call. I'm really getting tired of trying to sign in every freaking 5 minutes, and it keeps telling me no. All right. As soon as we get this corrected, we will definitely get... We're already on the air, so... Just the idea of getting that switchboard, isn't it? Oh, okay. Let's do what we get to here. And let's go on to our first caller, which is actually area code 614. And what I usually do is before I go anywhere or any further, I look up the number 615. Just a refresher because people said we've read it before, but maybe we have, but not today. Every day's a new day, so we look at the situations, but they are. All right, 615 is actually the message here is, your new positive outlook is improving your home and work life. And then we follow up with a 616, which is look only at possibilities and not at material illusions. You are powerful and can overcome any situation using a positive mindset. And I think that's a really good one. So area code 615, you're on the air. Welcome to the show. And what's your name?
My name is Nikki.
Your name is Nikki?
Yes.
And what can we help you with tonight?
Well, thank you for taking my call. And I was wondering if you could tell me, I'm sorry.
No, I just said you're welcome.
Okay, thanks. I was wondering what you could tell me about love for me.
Okay. Now, when you sit and ask about the questions, see, I like to sit down and have a nice little lesson and actually do a couple of workshops on how people should ask questions. And you should never ask questions because the idea of what you want. People might think this is crazy, but the idea of going to a psychic and asking questions, as in test questions, first of all, you're wasting your time and you're wasting your money. It's one of the things of taking the investment and realizing it is an investment. You're investing in yourself because you're looking for different ways of approaching things. So, therefore, go for that. If you're walking into a shop, and the reason I say those things, too, is because connections happen right then and there. I've had people I work on a random who come in the chat room and how do you connect with somebody? And I say, well, as soon as you walked in, walked into my chat room, you walked in here for a reason. And you have to start learning to trust yourself because your angels are guiding you and leading you in a direction in the process of looking for the answers. Also looking within yourself, there's also help with that too as well, to understand why you go in certain directions and why you are drawn to certain people and situations. Now, when you sit here and ask the question about love, that's a very vague question. So the ideal situation is, what exactly do you really want to know? And don't be scared to ask the question, because you might not get the answer you want.
Okay, thank you.
It's not one of those things I'm picking on either. I'm just saying, with the situation, it's like asking the question.
Mm-hmm.
The one fear, it's like facing fears right off the bat. And say, why do I sit there and kind of scared just a little bit exactly what I'm asking? Because it might not go along with the plan that you have. So because you have certain things, you have certain goals and expectations that you're looking for here. So you might actually get the answer you want. So therefore, you can accomplish your goal a whole lot quicker.
Okay, you're saying be very specific?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm happy to. I've met this person, and I know what I think. I'm wondering what you think, if we're going to have a long-term relationship.
Okay. And 615, where's that at? Tennessee?
Tennessee, yes.
Okay.
Excuse me.
No, I remember seeing that area code. I used to live in Newport. You ever heard
uh-huh.
of it?
Yes.
It's a cool place. Kind of trashy, but that's just because there's a lot of trash there. Anyway, it's not because of the people. It's just for some reason, in some situations I've seen in certain towns, people have a tendency to throw more trash than they normally do in any way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this perspective, this particular man, does he have a name? I'm sure he does.
Yes, you want his name?
Yes, please.
Brett.
His name is what?
Brett.
Are you saying Brad?
No, I'm saying B-R-E-T-T.
Brett.
No. I'm sorry. I think it's my accent. I apologize. B-R-E-T-T.
So the first letter was B, or was it D?
Correct.
Okay, so the first letter was B.
Yes.
Okay, hold on. All right. Say it one more time. I'm going to define this thing here and see if I can be clear so I can actually hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. B-R-E-T-T.
So you're saying C.
No. I'm so sorry. I think it's my accent.
Okay.
Brett. B-R-E-T-T. Brett.
That's what I said before. Brett.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And that's what I said. I said, Brett. Is it Brett? And you're like, no, it's spelled B. I was like, okay. I could have sourced what I said in the first place. But okay, no problem. No, that's okay.
This is too funny, isn't it?
Yeah. So that's when we look at the situation going, okay, you and Brett. You met this guy named Brett, okay? With a situation going on. It seemed like it was a good connection, that kind of stuff. Almost looked to the point where you're asking for a little bit of confirmation about what you already feel, correct?
Yes, I want to make sure I'm not just making it up. I want to make sure it's real. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's look at the situation. What are you doing here? Are you following your heart? Or are you thinking about it too much?
Both. I am following my heart, and I am thinking about it a lot, yes.
What you need to do is follow your heart, so therefore the mind can see the truth as well as the heart can. People think this is kind of crazy with the situation, but it's the truth. A lot of people see things and they have a tendency to mistrust themselves because of where they've been. So if you think about the situation, what you're really thinking about and what you're using to judge or to try to figure out the situation and what this person feels is some things from the past. And see, we're trying to change that. I can sense that you're wanting something different than what you than what you've had. Correct?
You are right on. Yes.
Okay. So when we look at the situation, we go, And it's not one of those things. I've had so many people sit there and say, when you follow your heart, you get in trouble. I said, no, it's when you think about them too much. Like if you have a tendency to run a big, long-distance phone bill. People have a tendency to say, well, maybe I made a mistake because I followed my heart and got myself in financial debt, not realizing that debt is just an illusion. Just pay the bill. You don't throw someone away because you think you made a mistake. It's the idea of respecting the idea of what would you like in the situation. You say that you was with somebody and they ran the phone bill up. Would you want them to throw you away? It's the same thing with the situation here of thinking about it too much. Because it's
okay,
like we're looking
right.
for something here to look at the situation and go, okay, is it real or is it not real? Well, see, I always sit here and say this. There's definitely something going on between the two of you. Why do I say that? Because there's two real people here. Now, I do see a situation with your Brett guy who might be a little skittish in some sense of the word of expressing his feelings. And personally, I think he needs to be slapped. Anyway, but that's just my opinion. What do you think?
Well, I think he is a little bit skittish. I think he's still just a little bit bruised.
Mm-hmm. I think he's definitely interested in you.
Okay.
I'm just saying, the situation, what we need to do here is, like, everybody out there listening, listen up, man. Just listen up, everyone. I'm going to sit here and tell our friend. And, for some reason, I went blank on your name. What's your name?
Vicky.
Okay, it's Vicky, right?
Yes.
Vicky with a V.
Yes.
That's in Victor, but with a Y. Okay.
Yeah,
anyway.
You're right.
All right. When we sit here and look at the situation, I was like, everybody, listen up. You want to sit here and figure it out? This is what you need to do. You need to sit here and focus on your chest area. Now, this is where the chakras come in handy. All right? It's the idea of focusing on the heart chakra. When you focus on the heart chakra, you feel energy. Now, when you sit there and put the situation and one step further, you do a simple meditation. And you also focus, because we also have the heart chakra, but we also have the God essence, which is basically the essence of who we are. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to connect with ourselves. We're going to bow our heads. We're going to focus. And we're going to say, I love. I love, I love, I love. Say it for over 5 minutes. And then say, I am love. What you're doing is you're reconnecting with yourself, okay? In the process of reconnecting with yourself, you should definitely feel a vibration within your chest that actually resonates throughout your whole body. Okay, now this is a way of following your heart and asking yourself some serious questions. Now, if we're connecting to the God essence, we're also connecting to the God mind. There is no other mind except for the God mind. So therefore, the answers we're looking for and we're seeking is to realize that in the process of the infiniteness, I don't know if that's a word, but it sounded good, that we realize that God knows all. So therefore, by connecting with the situation, so will we. So we ask ourselves, Brett. When you say the word Brett, the name, you see his face, you visualize this whole thing, you see the connection between the two of you, you ask yourself, what resonates within your chest area? And you will have the answers you're looking for as a confirmation of saying, yes, there's definitely a connection here, because you've already felt that. It's when you took yourself back up to your head and started thinking about it, it's when you started doubting it. So therefore,
yes.
The ego is telling you, the ego is kicking in and going, you know something? We've been here before. We've got ourselves in trouble. We better think about this. I don't know. What if he's not? I might get hurt again. And you want to sit there and say, shut up. And then look at and then say, no, I'm going to connect with my spiritual self, not the ego that I've made up about myself. We're going to connect to the real essence here in the process of connecting with that chest. The mind is going to be eliminated to see the truth, which is also what we feel and know. You see how the two connect?
Yes.
It's very simple. Don't make it more complicated than it really is. as human, you know, that human side has a tendency to come in and go, I don't know if I can do that. It's just one of those things you just do. It's just a simple bow your head, focus on the, I always tell people, get a visualization. The heart chakra is green. It's like an emerald green. Picture like a tornado. It's actually chakra means a wheel of energy or an energy wheel. So you picture this energy, okay? As if it's working correctly, that's what we're talking about, attractions. Now, we also, like I was saying before, there's the God essence. It's like picturing this. You can either picture a blue flame within yourself, or you can picture a aqua blue plasma, as in connecting with yourself. That's your soul, your spirit, your God essence. I don't know if I can call it. It's just that's the truth. That's the real essence of who you really are as a spiritual being. Okay, everybody's like, where's the soul? Most people think it's in the head. If that was the case, then why would we feel from our chest? So we sit here and look at the situation, focus on the heart, let it resonate like it needs to. There's also a chakra, there's also a heart chakra chant, or it's a vibration. You can actually say to yourself, I'm thinking here, it's like for your root chakra, you have lam. For your sacred chakra, you have vam. And then for your solar plex, it's ram. And then for your heart chakra, it's yam. And what you do is you just take it and say the word. It's Y-A-M, yam. What you do is you focus on your heart chakra and then say that and take a deep breath. And then as you exhale, go yum and focus on the essence of focusing center, you know, in your chest area. This will open up your heart chakra. Because it seems like you really need to do that. I suggest that you do a chakra chant for each one of those. And then go back and work on your heart. And then go back and work on your heart chakra. Everybody's like, well, what's the answer? Does this guy like or not? Well, see, the point is, I've always sat there and made a point so people won't have to have a psychic on speed dial. It's the idea of learning how to trust oneself. And if you remember when we first started talking, the conversation, that's basically what you said in the statement, I'm not sure if I'm making it up. So we're trying to help you that when you go within your chest area, where the heart is, the essence of who you are, I guess you would sit here and say two souls attract each other. It's a very strong energy in itself, and love is energy itself. So in the process of focusing on these two energies, these energies are not in your mind. The mind is just there to interpret. Okay? The feeling itself. Okay. All right? But once the feeling, like I'm sitting here looking something up as we speak. It's like looking at the situation and telling yourself with finances. God is lavish, unfailing, abundant, the rich, omnipresent substance of the universe. This all-providing source of infinite prosperity is individualized as me, the reality of me. Now, that's just for finances. But actually, in truth, the same resonance, the same energy, is the same that we attract with. So I've seen this, I've heard this before. You can't live on love. I just want to smack those people. Because the truth is, you need a job. I'm like, well, how do we attract these things too, is dorkweed? Anyway, it's like putting things in perspective and saying, this is how life is. All these vibrations that are sitting out there, because you ever notice people that are in love, who love their jobs, who love their careers, who love where they're at this moment, have a tendency to have no problem attracting more. Because they're in a pure state of love. And what I'm trying to do here is, I saw this thing, I just want to make this. So usually I have these marked in the book, and my freaking markers fell out. So I have to go back, find them again. But it's one of those situations, like I said before, it's just learning to trust yourself and realize that sometimes the reason we don't trust ourselves because we still have residue and memories and that kind of stuff still hanging in there from past relationships, okay? We need to let those go. In the process of focusing on your God essence, focus within ourselves. That's what we talk about when we say go in within. When you go within and you focus on that spot, that place right there, you see what is keeping you from where you want to be at. It's like right here it is. So there is no separation between you and God. So that would mean that there is something other than I am. There is not. The sense of separation is from the head, which has been sleeping. Okay? So if you have a separation from the head, which has been sleeping, so it's saying you're sleeping, all of a sudden you meet this person because you haven't been with anybody for a while, and the idea of relationships, those emotions have been dormant because you haven't been with anybody. All of a sudden you meet this guy, and they're awakened. Okay?
Yes.
But we've also got other things we've got to think about, too, the past relationships we've been through. So the head can only interpret through what it's got. And see, when I sit here and said earlier, when I was sitting here saying we want our lives to change. We want our lives to be the way they're supposed to be, the way I've always seen them. And the reason we say that is because where we've been, it hasn't been that way. So in the process of changing your life and changing the ideal of really focusing on exactly what you do want, and basically this is in a relationship, we have to understand that by making that declaration to the universe that what we're going to get is going to be nothing like we've been, where we've been. And that's what we have to understand, why we need to really act upon faith. Okay, it says, the sense of separation is from the head, which has been sleeping. The truth is from the heart, which is awake and is the throne of God's self. The I am. Surrender to the heart, the spirit, the truth, giving to the one reality, that which you thought was personality. This surrender takes you into the stream of love, where your thought processes will be anchored. That's the confusion part. So it anchors those thought processes and realize that a lot of those are just worries, a lack of faith. So you will think from the heart, from feelings of love, and the head will awaken with spiritual illumination. Not only will you feel and think truth, you will also see it. He will look through spiritual eyes and see only that which is real. In the process of doing this, it basically says, too, that can't you hear God speaking to you now? Asking you to drop the ideal mortal self and let the supreme presence be the one presence, the one self, which means basically you're letting the mortal part of you, as in the ego, interpret love, which is a spiritual thing. It's like we said before, it's kind of like humans certifying other humans to be spiritual. Kind of a strange concept, but it does happen. And then the situation here is the ideal that you have these feelings, this love and care, you know, just feelings of emotion, which are actually energy, which is actually more on the spiritual side of the whole thing. And then you have this ego, which is the material part of your body, this physical part, that's trying to tell you that you should think about this because you've been hurt. Now, when I always tell people when you start getting these signals that you've been hurt, you've been through this and this, that's definitely the ego kicking in. You know, it's like trying to talk you out of it, or trying to, like you said before, with your situation where you were saying it was putting doubt within yourself, and this will help you to say yes to God and look to your heart and feel the love, light, and joy. And when we sit there and say love, that's the feeling, the light, to see it for what it is, and the joy, because it brings happiness to your life. And the idea of realizing when in the Bible when it says focus on the kingdom, that's just the idea of pure love. And the power that you have with that brings glory to your life. So therefore you feel better about yourself. But it's the idea of learning how to trust. And this is a good, really good situation to trust yourself. Because it's like we're sitting there going, okay, I'm kind of scared to get back to this person just in case he might be not real. Not realizing you're never going to find out unless you give completely, unconditionally. Because if you don't, the person on the other side, with you holding back, we always talk about people reflecting back to each other, then he will see that too. So therefore, with not having the answers he's looking for, like you are kind of questioning things, he will pull back too, and you'll never find out. I get the situation here where it's like, I would definitely just see where this is going to go, because I really feel this person's sincere. But it also helps us understand that with some of the relationships too, where people are holding back, we should also ask ourselves, are we doing the same thing? Maybe not on the same scale as they are, but in some sense that we have to ask ourselves what we're doing to get that reaction, because we are there, and so are they. I would sit here and say, yes, it's a really good situation.
Okay.
But we also want to sit here and look at the situation and say, okay, how come a lot of times people get there and get predictions and stuff, and people say, well, this relationship is going to be long-term. Well, just because someone says it's going to be long-term doesn't mean you sit back and just do nothing, you know? It's one of the situations of understanding that success in a relationship is basically dictated by the twos in it. Did you hear what I said? The two that are in it. What really works against you on being successful is letting everybody else in. This is not in itself.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that last part.
The last part says the only thing that would work against you with not being successful is letting everybody in. Relationships were meant to be for just for two people. If you have people that start butting into the relationship who want to sit there and, I call it soliciting effort, giving you advice without being asked, that's infringing on your that's infringing on you. That's also, we have to, one thing we saw about this on this last weekend too, on Friday and Saturday shows, about you have to also realize that in the process of getting with the right person and changing your life because you want your life to be better and happier and joyous, because you just don't feel like it's that way, or you just feel like you're just not happy with your life. It's also the idea of realizing that those friends that you have could have also been manifestations of your fears. And when they start talking to you, and this is a pure example, when they start telling you all the things that could happen, or like with this person, he could be a serial killer, or he could be just a bad person, he could be abusive, he could be all these fears. Listen to the person talking about these things and asking yourself, where was you at in your life when this friend became a friend of yours? And a lot of times you can trace it back to a situation where you wasn't too happy, that you were fearful of some things, and then this friend came out of nowhere. And see, what I'm saying, that the reason I'm bringing this up is because in the process of being with somebody else, the hardest thing I've seen with a lot of people to do is let go of friends, let go of family, not realizing that I've seen this so many times where women are sitting there going, and men who say, well, they're trying to tell me I can't be with my friends. And no, they're not telling you. A lot of times there are abusive people who like to control people. But there's also a percentage of people who are not controlling at all. It's just they know what they want. And they have no intentions of letting anything else get in the way of being with that one person. And understand that being with that one person, your friends and family are just not going to get the attention they got before. Because that's just how it works. You can't sit there and look at somebody and say, you're the number one thing in my life, and then make them number two and expect a good outcome. You know, plus, the real good example and a real good sign that certain friends need to go are the ones who demand your attention, are the ones that you catch yourself sacrificing and working really hard to keep them. It's one of those things of stepping back and asking yourself one question. Why am I working so hard to keep this person? If this was a true friend, they would just be there for me. Because we were sitting here looking at this one book, in this one section where it talks about love in itself, okay? And they give you a good example. This is the angels and relationships and how they work with you with relationships to point these things out to you, okay? There's too many pages in this chapter. Okay. It's talking about, like, here, I'll just read this thing real quick before maybe you can sit there and pick up on what the message is really trying to get across. And this is really good meditation. It's actually from a good book here called Angel Energy, How to Harness the Power of Angels in Your Everyday Life. It's by a guy named John Randall Price. Now, how the meditation goes, this is the angels working with you with relationships. Now, when it says relationships, it's talking about all relationships. And that while we're talking about friends and how you can tell how can you tell a true friend, and even family members that are actually there for you, because a lot of people don't understand the situation is you don't have to have family in your life who are interfering with your life. For one reason is they're basically infringing on your free will. Okay? And this one, this meditation says, basically, this is the angel of loving relationships. It's ready and waiting to help you find that missing person in any kind of situation that may be. Okay? And it goes like this. It says, today I send love to this world. And I call everyone my friend, regardless of who they are or what they've done. For I see only the Spirit of God in every person, including myself. And when you hear that first part, it's basically saying, no matter who they are, the person's raped you or whatever, it's the idea of realizing you're better than that. You're forgiving, you're caring, you're kind, because you keep telling everybody, hey, I'm a kind person, I'm caring. So you can't sit there and let yourself be pulled down to these lower energies of these people and what they've done to you. It's the idea of looking at them and saying, okay, I understand. There's something about you, something that you don't have, where you feel like you need to take it from somebody else. Materialistic, body-wise, you know, love, whatever it is, to realize that's what the problem is. It's a lack of. So therefore, if we just unconditionally love those people and send love to the world every day, then you'll see definite positive outcomes. But at the same time, you will also attract loving people into your life. So therefore, that's one of those aspects. You got to look at it and say, okay, I attracted this person to my life. So therefore, what I feel and what's coming from him is real because I've been practicing nothing but that. Okay, and then the next part says, I love the completeness I am. The I am is God, realizing he's complete. He's pure, unadulterated love. All right? So therefore, you take it one step further and say, the selfhood of God we all share as our eternal reality. See, it's an internal reality, which means the God essence we were talking about earlier. And basically in this one, too, it talks about connecting with that, too, as well, by looking within to this magnificent self. I say, I love you with all my heart, with all my mind, with all my soul, with all my strength. And you should be able to do the same thing to another as well. And then it basically goes on and says, and I love all my neighbors on earth as I love myself, for we are one. Realizing the one source, the one entity that we come from, I love unconditionally, I give my love freely, and that love returns to me in bountiful measure. That's the attraction. I am worthy of love, of being loved, and I accept the love of others. This is very important because I've had a lot of people I've talked to lately who can't understand why they don't have people who want to ask them out. But if you ask them one question, would you go out with you? They say no. Not realizing that one statement says a lot about them or why people are not asking them out because they don't feel worthy of it. And people sense that. And then it says here, basically, you think of all the people you know by name, and I feel the harmlessness and harmony that exists between us. I look at my family unit, and I see the expression of love, goodwill, kindness, and respect among all members. Those are the things you focus on, and those are the things you will get. I'm thankful for my friends, and I see our relationships deepening in love, joy, and mutual understanding. Now, you see with friendships here, okay, and plus even with the family, the one thing they talk about is love, goodwill, kindness, and respect among all members. So therefore, the idea of being in a relationship, that doesn't matter good or bad, is the idea of putting oneself in those situations, of realizing that 9 out of 10 times you don't need any help. You're just trying to figure it out. But they all are coming in with their expectations and their experiences and try to dictate exactly what's going on between the two of you. That's a lack of respect. So when you sit there and look at the situation of correcting those family units and how everybody interacts with each other, is the focus on love, goodwill, kindness, and respect among all members, not just a couple, but everybody. And the same thing with the friends. See, it's deepening our relationships are deepening love, joy, and mutual understanding. The mutual understanding is a very important part here, is the idea of realizing. And I've seen this so many times where people come in there and they start saying, well, you don't know who this person's all about. And all of a sudden you have this uproar, okay? And some people don't think, what would be the perfect example? You know, the perfect example in these situations would be look at the relationship. If you have, you met this person, hypothetically, it goes forward. It's a great relationship. But everybody on your side keeps coming up with negative things about it. But on his side, everybody's really positive, and they can see the potential. This is like night and day. This will tell you, for example, that on his side, it's showing you exactly what you want. You want supportive people in your life. You want that supportive man, too. You want that life. You want that future. And what it's saying, it's presenting itself to you. But at the same time, when you have friends of yours that you've been with you for a while, years, and they're not supportive, it's showing you where you need to walk from and go forward to see who your real friends are and family. And also to realize with this last part where it says, I know there's a special someone with overflowing love to share who right at this moment is being attracted to the love I have to give. That part just puts it out there saying, if you're giving unconditionally all the time and this person walks into your life, it's to realize that you've called this person in. By focusing on that special someone with overflowing love to share, you've brought them into your life by the love you're giving, which would probably put you in a situation of saying two flames soon uniting as one in a bond of love and ecstasy. Love is everything. Oh, how I love love. So you see how the thing works? So when you sit there and look at what we've gone over and you look at the situation and how it resonates with you, I think you really should be able to tell. Without the shadow of a doubt, what you need to do is just give yourself and commit to this and see where it's going to go. Because I have a friend of mine who does this, where she meets somebody and it just doesn't seem to where she can have faith within herself to give 100%, and then she's always questioning why the other person doesn't. Or even to the point where, why is he still hanging on to somebody else? Why is he still attached to this one person when he should be attaching himself to me? When if you talk to her and find out there are certain people that she still has some kind of attention or feelings for. So see, she hasn't let go of that past either. And the reason we even get on that whole thing of stressing things out is because we have to let those things go in favor of a different future. Or we're going to just keep repeating this thing over and over again. So when I look at the situation you're talking about, it just seems so clear that it could be very, definitely something very, very strong and very long-term. It's just the ideal if you're willing to put yourself into the whole thing completely and see what's going to happen. Even with the situation,
okay.
I'm looking at things. I'm just saying, sometimes I think you can actually get a little fear, too, where you want to run away. And it's the ideal of looking at those fears and say, okay, are they just fears, or are they something here that needs to be looked at, like red flags and stuff? Because a lot of times with situations, I'm just saying, when you sit here and look at somebody and say, okay, one other aspect of a good relationship or a great relationship or meeting that one, they go very quickly. Things fall into place very quickly. And some people want to look at that as a sign. Ooh, we're moving too fast. We need to slow things down. No, you don't. You need to learn to go with the flow. That's the whole point about going with the flow. Let it go where it's going to go. If it's not going to work out, you'll find out quick enough. And the idea of slowing it down, prolonging these things, is the idea of another fear of people scared of being alone. It sucks. But if we take it slowly, it won't be so bad. You see the point? So it's the idea of putting yourself in the situation and go, okay, live it. Because the one component that might be working against you is you. And realistically, too, it's like we want to sit here and tell everybody, listen up, all you women out there, do not get yourself concerned about how he feels, what he wants. It's the idea of getting things squared away with yourself and knowing exactly what you want, what your expectations are, looking at your list and checking it twice, and then looking at the situation and then coming together, having conversations, communication, where he will tell you. You don't have to ask the questions. It's the idea of getting, like that, you've heard the saying, get your ducks in a row. I don't particularly like that for a, but it seems to fit. Where you just look at the situation and go, that's all, because you're not responsible for no one. Like I tell everybody, just because you're not responsible for no one out there, it's just a fact. It's the truth. You're not. You're only responsible for yourself. The only person you can really do any kind of changing with is within yourself. Change yourself. Change the world. Heal yourself. Heal the world. It's all connected. So therefore, when you sit down and you talk about things and you've worked on those things and you've asked yourself what you want, don't be surprised if you don't have a conversation when the person comes into it telling you exactly what he wants to as well. That's the important thing here. It's the idea of declaring these things all the time. That's what we look at more. That's what I look at as the work of making sure that you know, you're looking at the situations, being very clear about what you want, not thinking and analyzing it. But like I said before, it's just the idea of following your heart, where you think you need to go, and just being truthful to yourself. Because one thing you'll find out, even if it's not, if he's not the one, you will know that. I don't know how many times I've sat here and worked with people and they said that, you know, they met the one and they have these long-term relationships that last for years. The one component they all talk about is when they met that person, there was just something about shivers up your back or something. It just, you just knew at that moment that she or he was the one. And you have to trust yourself on those situations. A lot of times you don't get somebody who wants to work with you on the same page, but it doesn't mean it's not real. If it wasn't real, a lot of times with situations, we have people walk away all the time being selfish, but there's other times where people get what they want, and they haven't done the work. They haven't got themselves in a situation of realizing that I've manifested this and take it in, embrace it, and say, okay, I'm taking responsibility for this whole thing because I brought it in. They run away. But it also helps you in a situation that if you get into a situation where someone runs away from you, you can understand that the reason they are is because, not because there's somebody else or not because there's emotion, as in they don't like you. It's to help you understand that by following your heart, well, this guy loves me. Why is he doing this? And maybe the simple answer is because he does. And sometimes it's harder to understand those things, especially when you've embraced it. And you're thinking to your mind, that's what people do, right? Some people don't. But we have to stand firm with the situation and realizing those connections do happen. Because I've seen so many connections like that, too, that come back. But with your situation, it's just the ideal. I'm just putting it all out there and saying, these are the things to take into consideration, but also understand that so if anything does arise, you can get through these things quicker. By realizing sometimes with the reactions we get, and I would sit here and say all the time, we have to step back and and ask ourselves, what did I do to get that reaction or to get that effect? And it always helps understand why. It's not the idea of trying to understand them anymore. It's the idea of understanding yourself.
Right.
I'm sorry.
I should go
on too much. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. You're good. You just touched on everything. Actually, I'm trying to learn to trust myself a whole lot more because I get messages. But it's like you said, too, on the flip side of that coin, sometimes I may overanalyze something because the ego, who is not my ego, comes in and says, oh, you've been here before. Be careful.
Yeah. Because you're giving it pure thought. Yeah, your ego is getting pure thoughts. So that's all it's got to go with. If you keep focusing on your heart, then the ego will work with you and see it as what it is. And it's like, I guess you would say, controlling the ego.
Yeah.
Keeping it at bay. But it's what we talked about before. When we talk about balance, balance between the physical and the spiritual, is to realize that we are spiritual beings in a human body, not the other way around, and that we are in charge. A lot of times we don't want to do that because I guess we're scared of the power. But it's the idea of realizing all we need to do is learn how to focus it and direct it and just give it unconditionally. What is love? It's pure energy. And love is love. Every time I get on the show, I just want to sit here and say, okay, guys, I don't want to hear these freaking phrases in and out of love. Either you love or you don't. It's like looking at a situation very clearly. What's the opposite of love? It's not out of love. It's hate.
It's fear.
And fear. But if you chase those things back, they're all negative traits, so it's a negative and a positive. They just have different names.
Yeah.
But they're still the same thing. And they're described in certain ways. So if you look at love, too, love is just love. You love your mom. You love your parents. You love your boyfriend. You love your sister. It's the same love as intensity. It's just expressed in different ways.
Yes. You're right.
So I've heard this before, and I did, you know, people get mad at me because I have a tendency to explain myself, especially with some girlfriends I've had, where they sit here and say, I'm not in love with you. I just love you, and I just want to think about this. And I'm going, well, you're full of it. You're full of bullshit. And they're going, you actually say that to people? Isn't that kind of rude? No, it's the truth, and that's the point. We got to take rude and the truth away from each other. Because the truth is the truth, and the truth will set you free. A lot of people don't want to be set free. They don't want to let go. A lot of people have a lot of issues, and they have their foundation on this issue. So you take the issues away, they think they have no foundation. They don't realize they're a strong, powerful person, and they don't need those issues to declare or to basically even describe who they are or to determine who they are. It's to realize you are who you are. You always was. It's just the idea of being in a physical body has a tendency to make us think we're less worthy. So we come up with these kind of egos about ourselves. I mean, I'm sure you've had people in your life where they come to you and they're, and guys are worse for that, where they sit here and look at you and tell you all kinds of stuff. I have a dragster. I have this and that. And the other. And you find out later they don't. That's because the ego is out of control. Now, when you sit there and look at those people later on, say that you run into him with another girlfriend, and he's with the one he's supposed to be with. 9 out of 10 times, you don't see that ego, because he doesn't have to express it. He doesn't have to impress. He is who he is. And that's what I'm saying with your situation. There's nothing you need to do but be yourself, because that's what brought you two together in the first place.
Yeah. And what you just said about the girl that told you were rude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what that translates to is, it's not you were rude with what you said. It's more closer to you were rude because you're not playing the game with me. You're not pretending.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this last girl I was with, it was like two examples. I got one girl who said I was being rude, and I just looked at her too, and I said, well, I said, brace yourself, because I'm fixing to be rude again. There's some more truth for you. But then I had another girl. I had another girl I was with this last summer. But she said that, I'm not in love with you, I just love you. I'm like, that is so full of shit. And I said, first of all, if you're going to come to a psychic and a relationship counselor and use those terms, you should know what you're talking about before you say anything. And she said, why is that? What does it mean? I said, I'll tell you what it means. It means when you're in love, it means you're in the relationship, and you're comfortable, and you're embracing it. When you sit there and say, I'm not in love with you, I just love you, that means you're on the outside. You're focusing, like you said, with your situation. They're thinking too much. So they're not in the relationship. They're outside looking within and analyzing it. So they're saying, I love you. Almost like saying, I love you. I don't want you to go anywhere just yet, just in case I want to be in love with you again. And it was kind of funny. I told her that. This is what it means. This is what it's all about. And she's like, I never knew that. And thank you for balancing me out. So I have two examples of two people who took it in two different ways, but it makes perfect sense as the examples they give. One person wants to look at it as being rude because they don't want to look at it. They want to push you away. So therefore, they have to deal with their own fears and their issues. And we have another person who's kind of, we're looking at the situation, who's looking for explanation. She's looking for meanings. And it kind of gives us an insight, too, of the situation, too, of a person who doesn't really have a good support team around her. You can hear it. I mean, she had a very good support team around her of friends and family. The question probably would never have been asked. So, some people look at me and go, how do you know this? It's the idea we have to learn one thing. In the Bible, it says, be still and hear God and see God, okay? Well, if you sit here and look at use that one term out of the Bible, too, it's also the same thing when you see people. And that one phrase in the meditation is talking about sending love to the world and loving everyone and everyone, no matter what they've done or who they are, and also being able to see the Spirit of God within every person, including yourself. So when you see people, that's what you're seeing. You're seeing the God essence within them, too. You're seeing God. So therefore, when it says be still, listen to God, hear God. You'll hear these people speak to you, and I'm just saying, if you be still and listen to people, they'll tell you anything you want to know. They will give you the answers. A lot of times they get mad at you because I actually pick up more and hear the truth. But like I said before, I've had people get mad at me because they follow my heart on everything I do and what I think I should do. But I always see these things, and I also see people for what they are too. So I have a tendency to come back. That's why I always tell everybody, the one thing I've noticed that speaking one's mind and speaking the truth, everybody says, well, I won't hurt this person's feelings. That's how we grow realizations. Some realizations are not as comfortable as others. They don't happen in comfortable situations, but they're definitely realizations, and they definitely need to be taken in and look at it and go, okay. Until you come up that one point and take 100% accountability for your life to realize that anything and everyone who crosses your path reflects something back at you for you to look at, to analyze, to keep yourself, if you're already a person who's balanced and on the right path, it's one of those things to keep watching the reflections and learning them from them too, to keep yourself on that path. If you're not, it's also seeing things about yourself to correct, to get yourself back where you need to be. So it's constantly working with you. So it's something like, you look at the situation. I told a friend of mine, let's look at the situation I said before. The more I do this work, the more I work with people, the more I see things, the more it acknowledges me that God does exist because of this plan that's been laid out for us constantly learning. And learning about ourselves, learning about people, learning about situations. If everybody else would do that one thing, everybody, can you imagine what this world would be like? Everybody would be getting exactly what they wanted, to be with who they want to be with, and there would be no compromises. There would be no excuses. Just pure, unconditional love for everyone and each one, even ourselves. Because there would be nobody sitting there telling us how bad we are. They would always see good in every situation and within ourselves. What's a glorious that's a glorious reflection, wouldn't you agree? You there? Hello? You still there? Well, it says somebody's still. Hello? You there? Hello? Interesting. Like I said, I hope you all heard that. And it's just one of those things where you just want to take that one meditation and just keep repeating it over and over again. It seems like a very powerful meditation. Today I send love to this world. I call everyone my friend, regardless of who they are or what they have done. For I see only the Spirit of God in every person, including myself. I love the completeness I am, the selfhood of God we all share as our eternal reality. I look within to this magnificent self and I say, I love you with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. And I love all my neighbors on earth as I love myself, for we are one. I love unconditionally, I give my love freely, and that love returns to me in bountiful measure. I am worthy of love, of being loved, and I accept the love of others. I think of all the people I know by name, and I feel the harmlessness and harmony that exists between us. I look at my family unit, and I see only an expression of love, goodwill, kindness, and respect among all members. I am thankful for my friends, and I see our relationships deepening in love, joy, and mutual understanding. And I know there is a special someone with overflowing love to share, who right at this moment is being attracted to the love I have to give. Two flames soon uniting as one in a bond of love and ecstasy. Love is everything. Oh, how I love love. And you sit here and look at the situation, I guarantee if you do that a couple of times, you'll definitely feel the resonance of that. You'll definitely have your body resonating in a certain way, certain vibrations, but you're going to start attracting all kinds of stuff. Not just people and relationships and friendships, but also work, career, and realize that you are destined for a service to help other people. And you want to put yourself in that situation of helping those people too. It's just all these ways of giving love unconditionally. And when you learn to find that place, you'll be amazed exactly how your life changes and the idea of attracting just nothing but loving people in your lives. And you just start seeing that certain things don't happen anymore. No accidents, no sense of fear about anything. You just charge through life. And it's one of those cool things. So, Vicky, you still there? I'm not really sure what happened here, but let's check it out. It could be just the idea of refreshing this computer again, which, like I've said before, can really get on your nerves. Let's see. I'm checking some things out. Like I said before, you want to give a call in here and get a reading, give us a call at 646-721. 646-721-9031. Again, that's 646-721-9031. And if you want to give me a call for a private reading, that number is 740-500-8863. Or contact me through my website, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. And we're refreshing the computer as we speak to get that connection back going. So be patient with us. Alrighty. I see what happened. She must have lost things. Vicki, thank you for calling in. If you could call back in, I would just like to thank you personally. All right. Let's go to area code 907. Welcome to the show. How are you? What's your name?
Hi, this is Carrie. I'm good.
So how you doing, Carrie? You're good?
Yeah, I just thought I'd call and see if you were doing readings and see if anything new comes out of that, because I've gone through so many changes the last few months. I feel like I'm still going when I'm not.
I hear you. So you have a lot of situations going on with your life where there's many variables. I mean, I feel like some days you're kind of overwhelmed.
Yeah. That's common.
Mm-hmm. Where are you calling from?
Alaska.
That's right. I knew I recognized that. Because I was actually looking it up as we were speaking, 907 in my number book. Because it's kind of amazing sometimes with these meanings of these numbers, how it kind of resonates to get the reading going. I just started doing this too. That was kind of cool. You are accurately hearing and following God's guidance concerning your career. Then we have 908, which is God is assuring you that you and your spiritual base of career are fully supported in all ways. So with the situation with your career, what is going on there?
I am currently a distance ed student, and I'm just doing some part-time caregiver work for a friend staying with her dad, because I'm not officially back to work after a surgery, which it's, you know, I just stay with him, make sure he doesn't wander off, and keep him company, make him a sandwich, so it's kind of a win-win situation right now.
Well, that's good. I'm just saying, when I pick up the situation, it just seems like there's a lot of things going on where it's career and things that you're focusing on there, too, about changing some things.
Okay.
Well, you know, you get schooling and stuff like that, almost like making decisions about furthering career, but more on the idea of furthering education.
Okay,
so
yeah.
Mm-hmm. What was that?
I'm working on my bachelor's degree. I got 2 years left, so.
Okay. I always get this situation right, because.
I'm sorry,
you
what?
No, you got. I was like, I was telling everybody, just bear with me on this whole thing. I was actually having my brother clean up a freaking house. He's got to rent a property down here in a big old house. People just trashed it. We actually ran in some trash down the basement. I think I got myself in some yellow mold, and I have no idea the effects of that stuff. But I haven't felt really good since then, so. As long as I don't grow a third arm, I guess I'm okay. Because I was focusing on this thing where it talks about healthy lifestyle, too. We're talking about focusing on health and physical healing. Like working with Archangel Raphael.
Mm-hmm.
Where it talks about you are a co-creator with your health by following your inner guidance about habits and situations and things you need to let go of. It also talks about the idea of changing. We're talking about school. We're talking about some furthering education. But it also looks at the idea of questioning it in the sense of wanting to do something. Like, for example, my daughter, she wants to finish school. but she also wants to start doing counseling already. And I think a lot of times we don't understand is the world has no idea sometimes what they're even talking about in the situation about your life, okay? But we get so caught up in the structure of things, we don't realize that we dictate exactly what happens in our lives. The point of why will we be drawn to certain things in our lives is because basically we already have the knowledge and the wisdom to go with that. We just need sometimes to put ourselves in a situation to stimulate that, to know that we have it. It's like seeing people who do things, who don't go to school, who don't go to college, but they know how to do those things. And they're very good at it. And they're very talented and very gifted. That's why we talk about talents and gifts. And these other vehicles, some people need to go and go through other avenues to harness and to develop those gifts. But other people choose different avenues. And that's what I'm saying with the situation I was getting here, where you could see certain things in your environment that remind you of certain things about yourself. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does in a kind of in an abstract way, but yeah, I can see where that makes sense and applies right now.
Mm-hmm. So they're telling you to sit there and go back with the health. The health thing here is sometimes people get in a situation of worrying too much. And that's why sometimes we have the healthy card that comes up, the Archangel Raphael. They help you rid yourself of any kind of worries of the success or the outcome of the situation you've already put yourself in. So they're saying let go. And follow your intuition. Because I've talked to a lot of people. I've talked to a lot of people, they said, okay, I feel like there's some things that are taking, they're going to take over in a couple of months, and you might actually walk away from the school, and they go, oh, no, I got to finish this. See, they're putting themselves in a worldly way instead of putting themselves in what's best for them. Because it's like, we have to finish this. It's more of, I guess that's the way I look at the situation. You have no one to impress but yourself. And you're not here to impress people. You're here to help people. So therefore, putting yourself in that state of mind and say, okay, if something doesn't resonate with you and it no longer fits the detail of enhancing your life, then you need to let it go as soon as possible. I always tell people, when you get the realization, the time you get the realization is the time to make the decision.
That's interesting you say that, because recently I've been going through this thing where people who are not good for me, I've just stepped away over the last several months. Those people who just bring me negativity and nothing positive and do nothing good for my world, I don't go around them no more.
Yeah, it's like trying to explain to people too, like what happens there is basically being honest with yourself and say, okay, you're just being true to yourself. You won't be happy, and then people start falling to the wayside. So whose fault is it really when they do that? They've made a choice.
Right.
Not to be happy. They basically, somewhere along the line, they've made a choice that they don't want to be happy, or they're being too worldly. So we have a tendency to separate ourselves from the situation. Because I've heard a lot of people come to me and say, well, you know, in the situation I was with this person, and by being with this person, I lost some friends. But when you look at the situation later on, from being outside looking in, you don't see that. You see that it's selective. They made a decision that they wanted their lives to be a certain way or be with a certain person, and they were very happy. And those people that got pushed to the wayside are basically people who were trying to interfere with that. So the universe, the guidance, whatever it was, came in and said, you know, those things have to happen. I've seen, and one particular situation was kind of funny, because the person was on her website telling her that you got to watch out for this person because they might be this, and this. And then this person went on the other website to the other person and was making out like he was his best friend. The only good about the situation was the guy had given his girlfriend his password on his Facebook, so she saw everything. So she even saw the guy for who he was and how two-faced he was, and she still wanted to sit there and get mad at him because she said she lost her friend. Now, you see how we have a tendency to hang on to worldly things, of thinking that we have to hang on to certain things as in friends because we've known them for so many years or certain things instead of seeing them for who they really are. Like I was telling the last lady, that's why I always stress so hard on situations and why people need to follow their heart. Well, they need to work on those certain parts about themselves to realize that in the process of following your heart, even with anything, career, friendships, relationships, all of those things, even parents and family, to see them for who they are. You can still be respectful and a loving, caring person, but it just puts you in a situation, do I have to associate? And then you start telling yourself, I don't. And I can still be a loving, caring person because I love and care about myself as well. So it's respect. And I don't be surprised if the people who come in your life after those points are more respectful and caring and loving too as well. And that's what it's all about, real friends. Not people that are, I call them associates.
Frenemies?
Yeah. Excuse me. I mean, sometimes we look at those people and wish we could actually get through to some people and say, hey, you know, can't you just see this for what it is? And I think they do. It's just that at that moment they've made a decision that what's more important to them. They, and the proof, I mean, I'm just saying a true example of that is when they start using the idea, I've known this person for this many years. And I always tell them, and see, that's what I'm saying, we need some people in some of our friends' lives because we can't get through them, but we just wish somebody was there going, what are you talking about? Are you nuts? You know, so, for example, if you know a guy who was a rapist and you found out after 6 years of knowing the person, would you still associate with that person? Because he was still the same, that's what I'm saying. If he was still in that kind of thing, it's the idea of looking at people and seeing them for what they are. Of course, it's an action. It's probably not who they really are, but at that point, they could be more of a danger to you. And it's just the idea of separating yourself from the situation, of the things that could be imposed upon you out of respect for yourself.
The one thing about I find really interesting is since I've been stepping away from those people who bring me nothing positive, I spend more time alone, but I feel better about myself, my life, and I have a little bit of a sense of freedom I didn't have before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's freedom because, you know, I'm realizing at that moment, you don't have to have people in your life. You actually make a choice. People be a part of your life. That's all, you know. So you start looking at, like you said, you were talking about before, there are certain people I just don't want to associate with anymore out of respect for myself so they won't be happy. And then you're starting to find out things about yourself that are not that bad. And so therefore, being with yourself, no big deal. It's the ideal of actually being able to enjoy your life and the point of saying, I don't need anybody in my life, but it's great for the people that are. Correct?
Mm-hmm. I also have people in my life I want in my life, not people that I have to have in my life today. And that is just such a different feeling. I wish I could have had that realization and understanding when I was 20.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm glad I have it now.
Yeah. But, you know, so you look at your situation in life and that kind of stuff and you just keep going forward and keep proceeding to doing exactly what you're doing, but be true to yourself like you've been doing. I mean, sometimes you just got to do what you got to do. The hardest part about things is telling people no because you feel that's the best thing to do. None of us really want to hurt people's feelings, but I mean, the thing I always found out that by hurting people's feelings, more than likely what you're saying is the truth. They just don't want to deal with it. I would actually say 10 out of 10, you know, because instead of looking at these situations and saying, okay, well, I look back on the biggest problem I have with people being so blunt and straightforward is people have a tendency to go, hey, you know, they distance themselves from me. But I've also had those people come back later on and tell me that what I said was around the money. They just didn't want to hear it, and they were mad at me. But they came back and apologized for it. So that's what I'm always saying. Be true to yourself is the ideal of those things. Because a lot of people say, well, you know, there's some things I wanted to say, but I didn't want to hurt his feelings. I said, if those things are happening right at that moment, and something's prompting you to say those things and you don't you realize how much of an imbalance that is? That you might be the one person, because we're all looking for certain conversations to get through to people, and then all of a sudden we have this information that comes to us that we need to speak, and then we don't. It's kind of like a little contradiction in some sense of the word. And I think that it's like a lawyer. You know, that lawyers have a tendency to say things in front of juries that they're not supposed to be able to say, but it always seems to have it seems to have an effect on the outcome. So things need to be said.
they all happen for a reason. It's the same thing here about distance people and those kind of things. Should we really question why we do those things and just trust ourselves so we can keep spontaneously keep going forward? So our lives will get back on course and actually things will start falling in place a whole lot quicker. And we start finding that we're not waiting like we thought we were before. We start realizing that things do happen for a reason. There are no time frames except for the ones we impose upon ourselves. And then we start realizing things just happen just the way they're going to happen. So we stop putting time frames on everything. We get to the point of going with the flow. We do have some people who let go and go down the river of life. But every once in a while, they're still grabbing at the roots. So they want to give us the illusion they've let go of the tree branches, but they're still grabbing for something underneath, which is another fear itself. But I have to keep the flow at my pace because it might get too crazy and I might end up somewhere I don't want to be. Not realizing by letting go and going with the flow, you're right where you're supposed to be. That makes sense, doesn't it? Hello?
Hello.
Well, I was making sure you're there.
I am. I have to go. Thank you for taking my call tonight.
I hope we helped you.
You just reassured me I'm on the right path.
Good.
Which, right now, I need that because I have had so many changes. I had surgery. I was homeless, just got a place. And I'm in a totally different neighborhood. And just everything has to be different now, partly because I'm in a different neighborhood. I had life-altering surgery, so I have to alter my life. And just everything is changing all at once. And I'm around different people, so.
This is one of those things before, too. So it's like looking at situations, too, even with physical ailments and that kind of stuff, and trying to maintain some kind of normalcy, you know, a normal life. Which is very acceptable. It's just the idea of realizing how much control you do have over your life, even the ideal of your physical body. And sometimes with surgeries and stuff like that, it kind of sometimes it puts us back in the category, what can I do? Where it's reawakening our senses and our emotions and say, okay, what do I want to do? I mean, for example, I was in a freaking situation where I almost broke my foot. But before I walked out of the gym, I had sit there and focused on nothing but a healing at that time, and was always told that the difference between a big manifestation and a small manifestation, there isn't any. It's perception, resistance. As soon as you let down your resistance and realize what you can do, these things happen, as in most people call them miracles, happen very quickly. And I dropped a 5-pound plate on my foot because I forgot it was on there. And I pulled the 25 off and smacked my foot. It was like a 5-foot drop to the floor. Now, it hurt when it hit, but I was bound determined to say, you know something? It's just a physical ailment. I'm in charge here, so therefore I'm fine. I'm in perfect health. I'm a perfect whole person in perfect health and exactly good. When I walked out of the gym, I wasn't walking with a limp or nothing. I was just walking out that door just like I did when I walked in that door. I saw myself as a perfect being. And I healed that situation. And I know for a fact there was probably some broken bones in there. But with the visuals I did, they healed very quickly. And you do have that kind of control over your life as well. It's one of those things that I would say in a realization like yours, just let down the resistance to see what the possibilities you can do. You know, it's like we look at situations we're altering our lives. But ask yourself, is it a perception that you know for a fact within yourself? Or was it a perception that someone gave you? Doctor's really good at that. You got 6 months to live. How do you know, buddy? You don't know how long I was even supposed to live in the first place. So what are you going by? What's your time frame here? It's by what his perceptions are. And he has a tendency to pass on his perceptions to you because of his position. And we have a tendency to take those in unconditionally without even thinking about it. I'm just saying, take a look at the situation. See where the perceptions are coming from and see what you can. It's like another hill to get over, another mountain, knocking it down to a molehill and flattening it out and have a nice little smooth surface to keep going forward. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Alrighty.
Okay,
well, give us an update on your life.
I have to leave now.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to keep you for so long, but thank you for calling.
That's
I really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you
all
so
right.
much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. So, let's go on to our next caller here. Trying to get these clickers. This is driving me crazy. What light? Okay. Let's see. All right, everybody, hang on while we sit and recharge this thing. I'm driving me crazy. So, guys, if, I hope you're all getting all the information that's coming out in the readings. I think it's one of those things that's been really good. All righty, let's go on to our next caller. I'm trying to figure some things out here. All right, area code 51518. Welcome to the show. How are you, and what's your name?
Hi, my name is Kim.
Hello, Kim. How are you?
I'm good. I would just like to have a relationship reading, if it's possible.
Do you want one?
Yes.
I mean, with a relationship. Do you want a relationship?
Like a relationship reading? Can you give me a reading on relationships? Like, you know.
Okay. Let me ask the question one more time. What I'm asking you are, the first thing I pick up is, do you want a relationship? There seems
yes,
to be some
do.
Variations, and they're questioning the situation. And it's something that I get some fears. That's why I'm talking about the hesitation. It doesn't mean you don't want one, and you haven't been focusing on one. It's the ideal, some certain fears and some things about not obtaining what you where you've been before and not doing that. Which, actually, when I look at the situation, we're looking intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
And some things are going on. So, where are you calling from? 518.
I'm calling from Albany, New York.
Albany? Oh, I've heard of that. Actually, here it's pretty nice up there.
Yeah.
I'm also looking at your area code 518. Looking it up in my angel book real quick. 518. Okay, 518. You're more spiritualized and optimistic thoughts about money have opened the flow of abundance for you. I really get to, when I sit here and focus on that, I see there is a flow of abundance coming to you. But when I sit here and look at the situation, it talks about money, but I get more of the ideal of the flow of love within your life too.
Mm.
Where it's almost like you want more of that. Because people don't realize abundance is just accumulation. It doesn't mean money.
Right.
It's just accumulation. I think abundance of love, abundance of money, abundance of trash. So when you look at the situation, it's just exactly the way it is. So you've been listening to the show all day, all night?
Maybe 45 minutes of it.
Okay.
So I've been listening for a while.
Okay. I'm also looking at some cards for you, too, as well. I'm going to give you three cards. The first card that comes up is the ideal, excuse me, this is Archangel Raphael. It talks about healthy lifestyle, but it's talking more on the, it talks about healthy diet. You need to focus on that.
Mm-hmm.
It also seems like in some sense the word of some people that you've been not getting as much sleep as you should.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the idea you should at least get 20 minutes of exercise every day. Not just, some people say 3 days a week, 4 days a week. It's actually saying some kind of exercise for 20 minutes every day.
Mm-hmm.
It does also say you should work out at least 3 days a week, too, what some can really very, I can't say the word, beer group.
Okay.
Why is it so hard to say that freaking word today? Vigorous. Vigorous. There we go.
Okay.
Vigorous. All right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I also get connected with you too, where I get family around you. But I also keep picking up more with the sense of spiritually. Now, this Archangel, we were talking about the healthy lifestyle, that was Archangel Raphael. You get two variations there, okay? Two sides of the sword, they say, is the ideal, your health, but it's also your health and is in your emotions. Of sometimes you don't express your emotions like you should. For example, some people have a tendency to hold things back, and all of a sudden they just let go. One thing just hits in the wrong way, and all that stuff they've been building up for so long just comes out of one person, and they end up apologizing for it later. when it's talking about balancing in your life, too, of expressing your emotions at the time that you need to express them. Like I was telling the last lady, it's like when we're prompted to think, when we're prompted to say things to people, we're being prompted for a reason. There's something within ourselves, if there's angels or guides or something, is prompting us to say those things because of the outcome it's going to have because of what you say. And that's what I'm saying here. So I got that. Oh, got that one too. The one I got the most was hello from heaven. Your loved ones in heaven are doing fine.
Oh,
they go to worries and feel their loving blessing. It's the idea of them around you and the guidance that's coming through you. I was like saying, basically, your loved ones are—they're not far away. In fact, they're quite near. In your quiet moments, you can feel their presence, and trust that.
Okay.
They really are truly visualizations of things coming to you and asking those things. Also, they think you get the impression they're like. The idea of focusing and saying, "Yes, I want a boyfriend." It's almost like you get. It's like you get this impression that. They're saying to you that you need to clarify what that means.
Mm.
For example, in my book, it's basically got in the top 10 where they're talking about not just characteristics. Because I see what I do when I manifest things is I have a tendency to put a twist on it.
Okay.
I will focus and visualize exactly what I want. Okay. I'll get very detailed about it. And the visualizations. For example, I had a visualization the other day where I was focusing, and I saw this picture of this girl I'd love to be with again.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw the picture, so I took the picture, and I just kind of amplified on it and put it in a 3D, three-dimensional, as focusing and not just the idea of being with her, because me and her being in the same picture, that's not what it's all about. It's the idea of wanting to be with someone.
Right.
So you see it through your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, you'll be looking at your eyes and seeing. I'll be seeing her in your situation. You picture the person you want to be with as you are seeing them through your eyes. You're not
right.
in the same picture. But it's not a picture. It's something you're living. So I picture the visualization. We were meditating with each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's also another thing you do too in your visualizations of things that you like to do. Of picturing, visualizing yourselves together doing those things. And I saw us meditating together, and then I saw myself getting up off the floor. And grabbing her hands and picking her up. Now, as I was doing this, I visualized the warmth of her hands and the texture of the outfit she was wearing, even the idea of feeling her hair brush up against my cheek, okay?
Oh, okay.
And then having her head against my chest and feeling the warmth of her body.
Oh.
And then I kind of freaked out with this visualization, too, because it was something I wasn't visualizing on. As I helped her up, she was pregnant.
Wow.
So therefore, I saw that. I felt the happiness, the joy I would feel. And then at that moment, I pictured myself and let myself go with it, where I would probably be in a happy state. We would both be happy, where we would just embrace each other, try to pick up the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And then even to the point of seeing things like, because since it's a visualization of being together again, that we would picture little conversations where it's like, oh, I don't, you know, like telling each other we love each other, but then take it one step further where she would sit here and say, I don't know why I was resisting you and why I would try to walk away from this whole thing because this is the happiest part of, you know, this is the happiest I've ever been in my whole life and just two people smiling and having that visualization.
Right.
And then what I would do, and then after I visualize those things, you let go. Say, yep, that's going to happen.
Wow.
Beyond a shadow of a doubt, I just know that's going to be us. We're going to be living that, and then I put this little thing at the end where I say, this or something better is now manifesting for me in totally satisfying and harmonious ways for the highest good of everyone concerned.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, it's going to be a win-win situation for everybody involved.
Right.
And some people get kind of freaked out when they see these visualizations. They're like, well, what if it's not that person I get with? I said, more than likely when you open up all the doors, you're just basically asking the universe to give you maybe some variables in that visualization that you just didn't conceive at the time. But the universe and your angels and God could see for you. So when you say this or something better, you're saying to live this visualization to the fullest.
Oh,
so
wow.
There's some things I didn't. Yeah, if there's something I didn't see in the visualization, then you're still asking for it. So therefore, the angels, God, and everyone knows He wants the full picture. Mm-hmm. So therefore, you've opened the door. But you're also saying that everybody involved, it would be the best, the best intentions for everyone involved.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be the two of you, but it's also not just the two of you. It's the idea of realizing and the visualization of two people being together in a relationship has a tendency to affect everyone concerned in both people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, this relationship is not going to just enhance the both of you. It's also going to enhance all the friends, family, and that kind of stuff within each people, with each person's
mm-hmm.
life as well. So therefore, when they merge and become one, it's a smooth transition, not just for the two, but everyone concerned.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, there's a lot of variables to relationships we never take in consideration of saying, I just want this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think when you take it that step, that further, then you're just putting out, you're putting out a pure, unconditional loving, what you want, what you feel, what you see, that you want the best for everybody, even to the point where you say, I hope everybody in the world gets that too.
Right. Nice.
Love is everything.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, I'm not going to take up any more of your time, but thank you so much. I mean, you're right on point. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. But you look at the situation with that kind of situation going on. I will definitely tell you that what you're looking for is soon. And it's,
mm-hmm.
I just feel like the more you work on yourself and you work with the visualizations and clarify exactly what you want,
right?
Then it just basically puts that stream of energy that you're putting out there in the direction you need to be, where you'll
mm-hmm.
understand that you don't need to go looking for anybody.
Right.
That kind of energy and that kind of love going out there brings it to you.
Mm, that's powerful. I like that. Wow. That's cool.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
And please give us a call, give us an update, and I'd love to sit down and do a private reading with you, do a past life reading with you. And you know, like I've been telling everybody lately, it's one of those things, just tell me what your budget is, I can work with anybody, okay?
Okay, so what number should I call you on? Should I call you on the number that's in your chat room box?
Chat room?
There's a number there for private reading. Do I call that number or go to your website?
Oh, let's see, hold up. Yes, the number that's on there, the 740 number,
uh-huh.
or the website, either one.
Okay. I'll definitely contact you.
Great.
Thank you so much, and you have a great evening.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay,
you too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye. All right. Let's see what we can do here. I'm going to try something. It's amazing with this switchboard out. Travis, we freaking nuts. Let's see. Okay. Try again. All right. Just bear with me, guys. Like we were talking about before, the idea of taking in information. If you guys want to get a personal reading with me, the information is in the chat room. All you got to do is call me at 740-500-8863 or contact me through my website, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. And if you're in the chat room, it's in the chat room. And I'll be glad to sit down. We do past life readings. We do past life regressions. The difference between a past life reading and a past life regression is basically a regression is like hypnosis of helping you go back to a certain point in your life, a certain lifetime. And then a past life reading is where I basically go back for you and pick up the information that I pick up about past lives for you. So whichever one you want to go with is great. If you have a webcam, you can actually call me through Skype. That's that number is 740-601-9835. And if you have a webcam, I can actually do a palm reading through Skype as well, or Yahoo, which whatever's better for you. Just give me a call and say I'd like to do a palm reading, and we'll work out an arrangement and work through Skype. No problem at all.
We do dream interpretations. I'm also a life coach, a relationship counselor. And if you are a person who's looking for someone to work with on dieting and exercise and working out and that kind of stuff, I'm also a personal trainer. So give me a call at 740-500-8863 or contact me through my website, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. And if you want to give us a call on the radio show here and get in there and get a call and get some questions answered, give us a call at 646-721-9031. The number again is 646-721-9031. And these technical difficulties are driving me nuts. So we're trying to get some things going here, clearing this switchboard. This is driving me up the walls. I'm ready to go scream, I swear I am. Some of these things should not be this freaking hard. So hang in there, guys. I'm trying to get this thing going on with the switchboard. I don't know why it does that. It doesn't make any sense to me. But everything else will work so fine, except for Block Talk Radio. They were saying something about I could actually go through a different browser. But I'm trying to still figure that one out, too. Changing things. Plus, I'm actually visiting my mom. We had a nice little festival this week. If anybody out there is listening from Circleville, we had the pumpkin show this week, which is a big street festival we have here. It's one of the biggest in the state. And it covers about, I think, about four blocks in both ways from downtown. And they had pumpkin everything. I mean, pumpkin everything. They had pumpkin dumplings. They had pumpkin pizza, pumpkin burgers, pumpkin fudge. I mean, anything you could imagine. It was just like, whoa. Like, what's up with this, you know? But it was interesting, to say the least, you know? Let's see here. Okay, come on. And ask if anybody in the chat room has any questions. Just let us know. I have no idea how much longer we have in the show, because it's just, even the format of the switchboard is counting down from 3 hours, which we don't have a 3-hour show. So that was interesting in itself. So if anybody has a question in the chat room, just let us know. We will be glad to throw it out there and say, okay. I just say verify, just specify if you wanted to answer them on the air or not. Because I can answer them in private, too, as well. I don't know. This. And we're just sitting here looking at some things. Just fill out a card. Fill out a card. And the card is...
Man, come on.
I'm getting really sick of this crap right now. I just want to make a call to freaking Block Talk Radio and say, you know something, I'm really getting sick of this crap. But I think a site should actually work with any kind of browser instead of just a few. You know, so we have that right to scream. All right, let's take a look at these things here.
Let's get to my call.
Okay, we'll take your call. Hi, how are you? Area code 610.
Oh, did you hear me?
Yes, we actually did hear you. So, you know, don't you hate when that happens? I finally got to work, but I was 5 minutes earlier. That's mainly what we've heard.
Yeah, because there's only like 22 minutes left.
Oh, yeah, but I tell everybody, if you're in the queue, I used to have a tendency to stay over because we've been able to stay over about an hour, and everything is recorded.
Yes, we actually did hear you.
So you get to stay longer than the 22 minutes that's up there?
Yes, I can.
Oh.
I've been able to stay on approximately about another hour because I know some of my shows have been running 3-hour shows. That's why I was going to think about doing a 3-hour show since I'm already doing 3-hour shows. What's your name?
Denise.
Yes, I can.
Hello, Denise. Where are you calling from? California?
No. Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Well, Denise, I was actually looking at what 610 means in my angel book, and it says you use positive affirmation and prayer for relief from stress. And then the 611, actually the words that you think, speak, and write are determining how things go for you. So focus on your desires and your positive outcome. So how can we help you tonight?
Wow. This is a lot, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
I kind of like hit things right on. I don't even have to ask a question.
You know, sometimes with a situation, you just look at it and go with the flow and say, okay, I guess I just, you know, every time I was telling a friend of mine, I've told clients of mine too, I said, just look at the situation and positive affirmation. Because a lot of people are trying to figure out, how can you really, I can find positive affirmations, but how can I make them up myself? And I said, just simply looking at situations, when you catch yourself saying things like, I can't do something, just simply turning it around and say, I can do anything, is a positive affirmation. And it also teaches you how that you can change things by changing an affirmation that quick. You can also change your life that quick too as well.
Well, I've kind of heard that before. It's just seems really hard to keep the positive coming out of the mouth instead of the negative when all you know is negative, you know.
And that's true too, but we do know positive. But the situation, like you were saying there before, you know, it's hard. It's the idea of turning around saying no, things are easy, and just make simple things. Usually, I've noticed that the more, you know, to the point and simple and not lengthy affirmations seem to have the most positive effects. So they're like you said, it's easy. I mean, my favorite one is money comes easily and frequently to me now.
I think anybody would like that one. I'll give that one a try.
Yeah, so, you know, it's a situation with everything. You know, people have a tendency, well, relationships are hard. I said, why? And just put it out there and say relationships are easy. If you're looking for a significant other, it's the same thing as well. Put it out there and say, you know, that one special person is coming to me right now as I speak. So, therefore, the ideal, the energy you're putting out at that moment, don't be surprised if it does attract exactly that. So, you know, I've seen, you know, I was telling a friend of mine before, I sit here and talk about the things, and I know a lot of people are trying to, like, looking at the situation and going, okay, it's, you know, you're sitting here saying all these things, and it's easy to say those things, but how about your life? Has it really reflected in your life, those things? And I said, yes, exactly. One thing also we were talking about before on the first part of the show is why I keep telling everybody about HemiSync CDs. And when I started getting HemiSync CDs, just the technology itself to enhance meditation. A lot of people are having trouble meditating.
Wow. Hey. What does HemiSync CDs do? Do you have any that you're like bored with? You want to send my way?
Actually, I was actually going to do a couple shows where we're actually going to play them at the beginning of the show.
I read a little bit about that stuff, and it says it requires like special headphones because of dealing with the right and the left brain. There's different those audibles sounds that come out to each ear works with something specific. Yeah. So how can you do something like that in a chat room?
Well, see, the situation is you can also download. You can also with all these things go into an archive, and you can download those shows from the archives, and then you can actually get the like with my computer, I have where I can put a headset on it. And really, realistically, I've gotten great results, and I do not have special headsets. I have a headset that's for stereo. I had one where it was for when I do the show. It's a headset with a microphone. But it seems like as long as we have a what they're recommending here is like, you know, you've seen some like iPods and stuff where you only listen to music on one side. And what they're saying is get yourself some headphones or earpieces or whatever that actually go to both ears that actually have the music doing the same thing. Because, see, the technology with stereo headphones and any kind of systems these days, they have that right and left thing anyway. What they're recommending is they do have special headsets and that kind of stuff that they can sell you.
Yeah, like $85.
Right. So it's like one of those things, if you can do that, you can do that. But if you go to Walmart, because also Skype also does the same thing where they said, you know, you should check, you know, you should definitely get some headphones from us too because we have these special headphones. But if you go to Walmart also has headphones too that you can use with Skype. So, and I've had some really good results with those things. But I'm just saying, and also it says with that music too, if you read a lot of the HemiSync information, it also says that you can also play the music in the background in your everyday life. And because your ears are going to hear left and right. That's just what they are. And the idea of also, my favorite CD that I have from HemiSync is called Chakra Journey. And it's got 7 tracks for each one of the chakras, and it has an 8th track for grounding, which I've always recommended you do together anyway. And they put it together so nicely. And they also have one on manifestation. They have this one called Banquet Garden, and I used to play this when I used to work in my shop, when I used to do readings. And I noticed that I had more intense focus and concentration, so my readings were really pretty quickly. And I've also noticed that with my left, I've always been able to use my left arm or my right arm simultaneously anyway. But listening to these CDs, I've also seen other people who can start doing that because of the left and right brain working together. You also sort of, and if you already have an intention to do that, then it just enhances what you already do. And I've just noticed my focus and concentration, even after listening to these CDs for a period of time where I wasn't listening to them at the time, I've noticed myself in other situations where my focus is there, like working out my meditations or focusing on visualization with my manifestation, where I was sitting and go, okay, this one situation just got really intense, and it's like a spontaneous way of focusing energy. So that's why I always recommend getting the CDs anyway. And actually, they have it right now where, I don't know how long they've been doing this, but you can actually go on the website, and they have downloads now, MP3 downloads, so you can download them.
Oh, really? For free or for cost?
They cost, but I've noticed that they're about $5 cheaper. And right now, actually, the first time I got HemiSync CDs, it was around the holidays. And when I got them, I called up, and they're usually like $19.95 a piece. Well, I was actually able to get them for $11.95, and plus the fourth one was free.
Yeah, well, the last time I went to the Monroe Institute website, the first thing I seen was, like, one of their programs costing $79, and it's like, you know, I'll never be able to afford this stuff, you know?
Yeah, but, you know, it's like I said before, the situations I start living life, like, you know, like, how do we put this? It's like living your life like someone has all the money in the world. And you start looking at situations like, for example, I know for a fact that when I started focusing on every time I walk in the store, I'm going to walk in the store and get what I want to get and all the things I need and leave it that way. To the point where I've walked in places before and have these unexplained, strange happenings where I'll be in a, it's kind of funny too, you go in there, I get this stuff. and I right now I don't when I shave I don't exactly shave with cheap stuff because I found that it really hurts me. So therefore, I felt like I needed to focus on what's in my best interest. Well, in my best interest is not to buy anything cheap, to buy the best because therefore I am the best, and to have that kind of respect for myself and the situation and raising my vibration up. That when I walked in the stores, either I would get something with my credit card and realize I didn't have it. You know, there was, for some reason I was like, every once in a while we do get pulled into a logic sense and go, I don't really have a lot of money in my credit card, so I don't think I can get this. And then go in there and then just go with the flow and end up walking out with it anyway. And almost the other thing too was getting to a point where if you got up there, I had no intention of putting anything back. So I either find out there'd be more money on my card, or else they would just let me go over like they would not, like they normally wouldn't do. But so I've actually had a couple cards where they said you can't do that, and I told the lady, I said, I'm calling in because that's what happened. She goes, all those cards are not made for that. You can't do that. So I started looking at certain things and saying, okay, why did that happen? Why are these things going down? And the only thing I could trace it back to was that was what I wanted. My thinking changed the outcome of those situations. Even to the point where getting in line and paying in cash. And one time I was actually $1.50 short. So at that moment, I was about ready to put it back, but something just came over me. Guys, angels, was sort of saying, be still and see what happens. And I did. And some lady in the back behind me said, I got you. And she took up the rest. See, I don't look at these things as charity. I look at these things as I'm looking for a solution. Hmm. And it presented itself. And you go with the flow. Well, the only thing you trace these back to is like I had a show way back, like last year. And the simplest show was called Change Your Thinking, Change Your Life. 300, almost 400 people have gone back in the archives to get that one show. So there must be something to it. So I'm just saying with the situation of those things, it's just the idea to start changing your thinking. Sure, if you're in a state of the situation or you've been in the state of negativity for a while, but it doesn't mean you can't divert it. It's the idea of realizing that the only reason the negativity is in your life in the first place is because of all the thinking that you've had up to this point. You can definitely hear the resonance about the situation where you want to change it. Now, I was actually going on this. I actually went on this one site called BrainSync, and it's subliminal CDs. But the technology is all the better it was back in the 70s and 80s. It's really, really good. To the point where I was like looking for other meditation. So I went on this site, and they got also MP3 downloads too for like $14. I'm pretty sure they got some specials going on right now too. But you could also download a media player on your computer. And by doing that, you were also opening yourself up to every month by being a member of this whole thing. They were actually giving away free meditations. I'm not talking about a 2 or 3 minute demo. I'm talking about 7 minutes, 14 minutes meditations, full meditations. So it's amazing when you open your avenue to realize these things come through many avenues.
And what's the name of that site again?
Oh, it's www.brainsync.com.
Okay. Were there any other messages for me? From spirit, angel, whoever?
I think I get the most is you need to focus and do what you know you need to do and follow through with those things to get those changes that you want within yourself. God, I got a freaking headache and I can't figure out where it came from. Anyway, the one message I got the most is let go.
Let go.
It's like look at the situation and say, okay, what is yesterday? Dead. Doesn't exist anymore. The only reason it exists is because you insist on keeping it with you. This is what we call baggage. So it's your idea of looking at the situation and go, okay, just cut it loose, man. Try to put yourself in a state of mind. Because I actually did this while I was listening to Hemisync PD. I could actually sit and go, okay, right this moment, I want to sit here and focus on nothing existing except for this one moment. No past, no future, just this one moment. And all of a sudden, I just couldn't remember anything from the past. And I really didn't care about the future at that moment. All I cared about was experiencing what was going on in that moment. And realizing by living in that moment, the decisions I was going to make was going to determine what was going to happen tomorrow. So by focusing and working on that, just that one thing, of just letting go, even to the point where I was just shaking my arms and going, I just want to let go. I don't want to hang on to this stuff anymore. There's no reason to hang on to it. Just want to let go of it. I know for a fact that hanging on to it and keep remembering these things is just manifesting more the same. I just said to my guy, let go, let go, let go. And that's the one thing I picked up the most.
Okay, I got that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been getting told that a lot. I'm trying to let go.
Your angel,
I'm trying to let go. If things will work out for me, it'd be so much easier to let go and move on.
Well, sometimes in the situation of letting go, you start realizing things you need to let go of. Sometimes the things that are not working need to be cut loose.
Okay. That's funny.
All right.
Sure.
Are you okay?
Huh?
I said, are you okay? I'm just saying, I swear to you, that's the thing I keep picking up most. It's almost like, you know exactly what it means. You just need to follow through. It's like, I know what I need to do. Because people talk about the whole thing. You can't always follow your heart. Because there's things we have to deal with. Okay, what do you want to do? You want to follow your heart, or you want to listen to the world? The world's going to tell you all kinds of stuff, because they want to keep that alive. They want the ego. It's not going to give up and become a part of the whole. He's going to want to be the...
I want to follow my heart.
Right, because the ego just like, it's all about me. And that's what we're trying not to do. We're trying to sit here and tell people, focus on you, as in the sense of loving and respecting you. So therefore, you look at situations, you ask yourself, how does it feel? Do you feel like that being, if you're in a situation where people are just disrespecting you all the time, it's because you're disrespecting yourself, because you keep yourself there. It's like a guy looks at you and go, you are so disrespectful. You know, at that moment, he's telling the truth, because you're disrespecting yourself by listening to him.
Okay.
So you sit here, so you just look at the situation and go, okay, I'm going to walk through life and say I'm going to follow my heart. In the process of following your heart, you're always going to be in a state of respecting yourself, loving yourself, and caring for yourself. And you're always going to be joyous about every situation you're in. Even the ones that you're not too happy with at a moment, you can still find why you're there and enjoy it anyway. You know, like you're here. So be here. Because a lot of people are always like, I'm at work, but they're somewhere else. So you look at them and go, okay, be there. And ask yourself why you're there. If you come up with a conclusion that you don't want to be there, then make the choice. At that moment, say, okay, I don't want to be here. Then don't. Be where you want to be.
I did that once. Make that choice.
Right. Well, I think
but
it's every day.
I'm still stuck here.
Well, sometimes these things have a tendency to be, if you let go of everything all the time, that can be overwhelming.
What was that? If you let go of everything at one time? Hello?
Yes.
Is that what you said, if I let go?
Yeah, it's like the idea. Some people have to let go of things gradually. Some people go, yesterday's gone, I'm done. But other people, that can be overwhelming for them. So things have a tendency to proceed the way they do. So as they do, ask yourself, can I let go of a mini quick?
You said that too fast. Ask myself what?
Ask yourself. Ask yourself, can I let go of things quicker?
Oh.
So sometimes I've had people say, I've got a message from angels, but I really didn't understand it. And I said, well, ask them to clarify. They will. Don't. Yeah, we have a tendency to let the world judge things and say, well, you can only ask somebody one time one thing and they get mad about it. Not realizing we're not talking about humans. We're talking about angels who have no limitations, who are, you know, unconditionally loving beings. So they look at the situation and say, well, hey, you know, I'm sitting here with anticipation. If you don't understand, we want you to understand. So therefore, ask the question. know, what part don't you understand, so we can actually help you understand it as a whole. In the process of understanding what they're giving you as a whole, you understand yourself as a whole. You understand why are you still here. And sometimes they have a tendency to say things people would see as a smart remark, as saying, well, that's what you need to find out. That's part of your journey. Part of your experience is, why are you still here? And be honest with yourself. Like you said before, I want to follow my heart. Just follow your heart, see what takes you. What? I'm supposed to be a freaking attendant at a freaking gas station? No. No, it doesn't work that way. But those are fears of people, you know, like, I'm scared I'm going to attract the wrong person. And then your angels, I've had this a lot of times in readings, people will ask me questions about meeting someone. I say, well, there's this person coming in your life. And by focusing on exactly what you want, you're going to get that.
Yeah.
Then they follow up and then they follow up and say, but will it be a long-term good relationship? See, they're focused and they're still thinking.
Yeah, because, like, I'm scared that I'm going to get stuck with a dump. You know, I'm looking for a place. I'm so scared that I'm going to get stuck with a dump because of every little detail, you know, around everything. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't come across.
Yeah. And we have a fantastic story for that. We had a guy who was working for a company who actually created this company. It was a really successful country. And then this country was a really successful company. They got to the point where he had a board and everything. And the board actually got to the point where they got a little thinking about money, 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 money. So they felt like it was time for them to vote him out. And he was very angry because he created this company. So what they gave him as a settlement, they actually gave him a cat food company, which was in the tubes, wasn't doing good at all.
Oh,
and
I think I heard this story before. Go ahead.
Yeah, $100,000 payout. He took that and the company and decided to say, well, I made this one company very successful, so therefore I can do it again. So he did. And now that cat company is worth $1 million. So it's one of those situations, what you're going to do. It's the idea. Sometimes we think we got this dump, but it can actually be a variable of we never took an account of us being associated with it, what we can do with it. We're just looking at it for what it is right now and not the
mm-hmm.
possibilities. When you do that, you also look at the possibilities of what you can do with your own life. So I was in also the same thing. I've been there, too. I sit there and like be in relationships, and people go, you know, my friends say I'm not worthy or I'm not very talented and gifted. And when you keep saying those things, it makes me feel bad because I don't think I am. When we actually should be looking at the situation going, well, this person, like you said before, people keep saying certain things. And it's the same thing with her where I just finally said, you know something? You keep saying, all your friends keep saying it, or someone keeps telling you this, or something keeps coming to you and saying that you are. So why don't you just put down the resistance and see if they're right or wrong by just going with the flow. You might find out you are this awesome, great person that I see. Because I see those things. In the process of unconditionally loving you, I can see those things. So it's a situation of looking at other things, too, as well. I had a friend of mine he was a guitarist. And he was always looking for a band to be a part of. But he said he could never find a band as talented as he was. And I said, well, maybe what's really going on here is you're not taking into account of you being a part of the whole that can make a difference with this band being successful or not. And he's like, I never thought about that. Well, think about that. And then you look at these situations. You could walk into a band that's not too good and be the component that makes them fantastic. It's just that they haven't found that last component, you know? Same with you. You look at a situation where you go, I'm scared of getting stuck with a dump, or it could actually be something that could be so much more worth to it. It's just looking through spiritual eyes instead of looking through materialistic eyes.
Okay. Well, if you don't have any other messages for me at this time, maybe I'll give someone else a turn here.
All righty. Well, thank you for calling. Please give us a call back and tell us how things go and give us an update.
Well, I plan on calling you anyway because we had an appointment last week and I called you early and woke you up. And then I got busy with my day, and I never got to call you back.
Well, okay, no problem then.
So I just wanted to see if there were to approach this getting a message thing a different way. So
okay.
If it's all right, I'd like to call you. You tell me when.
What is today?
Today is, well, it's now Monday morning.
Yeah, give me a call. Let me think here. I think the best thing to do is give me a call on Tuesday because I have a lot of things going on tomorrow.
Really? Tomorrow would be really, really better for me because the rest of the week I'll probably get busy doing life again.
Well, all I can say is give me a call tomorrow about 2 or 3 o'clock. And you're in Pennsylvania. I'm here in Ohio, so I'm the same team.
You live that close in Ohio?
Uh-huh.
Any good places out there for rent?
Well, if there is, I'm getting the hell out of here.
Why? Because of me?
No. I'm actually supposed to look at somebody tomorrow. I've already been planning on moving to Tennessee.
Oh.
My thing was going, and my friend's going to give me a ride to the bus station in Cincinnati because I actually bought this bus ticket back in, I think, September. Well, the guy who was supposed to take me to the bus station that time stood me up, and I'd bought the ticket in advance. Well, I called Greyhound, and they said, oh, the ticket's still good. It's good for a year. But the one thing that you can't do is you can't change the destination or where you're leaving from. So, therefore, I have to go to Cincinnati to refigurate this whole thing. Now I got someone to give me a ride down there, hopefully. Everything's going to be taken care of. I'll be going to Tennessee again. I feel like I'm just hoping it's going to be one of the situations to give me a little bit of freedom where I can actually focus more on this show and be more creative and actually get back to more advanced.
That's the same thing I want out of moving, too, is just being able to focus more on spirituality and stuff like that.
Yep, and we know for a fact that when you let go, let things fall into place, we have a tendency to fall in a whole lot quicker. Maybe that's the way we saw them, but they do get us in the same direction.
Whoa. Okay.
I always had a friend of mine who just was working for a company. Now she's moving to South Carolina. And she asked me about would they give her the truck she's been using when she's been working for them. And I said yes. And she's like, really? Really? Is she the people giving this truck? And then we talked about it not too long ago where she's like, it hasn't come up yet. I said, yeah, but you're thinking about it. And I said, what's going to happen is you're going to run into the guy, and in the midst of having a conversation, it's going to come up. And they're going to give the truck to you. Well, a couple days ago, I think it was a couple days ago, she told me that it's all been affirmed. They're giving her the truck, and she's pretty much going to South Carolina. But a couple of days delay, but she's still going. It's just the idea of the way things are falling into place. It's in her best interest. And you'll see how things will fall into place. It'll be nice.
Whew. You okay?
Like I said, I was down there helping my brother clean his freaking house up and somebody, they just dumped all kinds of, I've never seen a house that bad. I was trying to figure what kind of motivation was there, but some kind of clothing and stuff I was picking up on. I was sitting there going, what was that yellow stuff? I just blew up my face. It was some kind of mold or something. I don't know. It's one of those things, I look at the situation going, ain't no big deal. It's just, sometimes we can have an effect or reaction to something. At the same time, we're healing ourselves. Maybe we didn't catch it quick enough. We'll have some of the effects, but not all of them. So we're like cleansing and saying, okay, I'm in perfect health. It's just an outward thing, you know? But I was also freaking tired from packing all, packed like 6 or 7 bags out of it. I thought I was scared to death. I was going to think we were packing out dead bodies. I mean, if people would have saw this basement, I mean, it's like a disaster area. I just can't imagine people being that bad. But it's one of those situations where we're going to throw the house away. We're going to clean it up and do what we do and rent it out again. And these are fears we have all the time, too. Do we want to rent it out again, you know? But it will happen again. It's just the idea of going in a different direction so we won't have any ill effects again. Learn from our experiences.
Do you have anybody in queue waiting for to get on there? I'll get on here with you.
Yes, I actually have 3 other people.
Okay.
But you're more welcome to give me a call about 2 o'clock today.
Like in the morning in 20 minutes? Just kidding.
I don't think he was. But...
No, I just checked the top of the radio thing. The time is out, but we're still on. So might as well go with it. I'm going to sit and listen for a while, and I'll try to give you the call again tomorrow at 2, and hopefully nothing else will come up like it did last week.
No problem.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a great evening.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, my goodness. Let's see here. That's irritating, isn't it? Sit there and try to get a freaking screen to come back up. I'm going to write down we're not streaming anymore in the chat room because there's some people are freaking out of the chat room because they can't hear me. So, we'll just tell them. I'm going to sit here and go over this thing real quick. Try to get this screen to come back up. All right, let's try it one more time. Shoot. It's killing me. Everybody go with me, but we're just going to go over this whole thing. Let's pull the card real quick, and we're just going to wait for the computer to refresh itself. The other thing I keep getting here is a nice card. It's Archangel Jophiel. Get rid of clutter. Clear the energy around you and use feng shui. Feng shui is really good because it actually, it's the idea of getting the energy flowing, but also containing it at the same time so you can use it and utilize it. Your home or work environment affects you on many levels. Clutter can erode your energy, creativity, and prosperity. And this angel, Jophiel, says, I will help you find the time and motivation to clear interference from your physical environment. Together, we'll release anything that's not serving you. We'll donate, recycle, or discard unused items. We'll open the windows to circulate fresh air in the room, and I'll escort lower energies away. You'll notice huge improvements in all areas of your life as a result of our endeavor. Then we have the other one where it talks about Archangel Azrael, talking about card number 2, as in comfort. I'm with you in your time of need, helping you to heal your heart. Even the strongest person experiences upset situations, and there's no shame in taking time to heal your heart. This is a good time for quiet reflection upon your true feelings. Write them down in a private journal, and then call upon me, the angel, to bring comfort in your heart and mind. I can help you sleep better at night and put your mind at ease. So therefore, think about that. That's a good card, I'm telling you. It's almost like the other one I was looking at where it was like everything is happening as it's supposed to. With hidden blessings that you'll soon understand. And sometimes Those are the hardest to have patience with. To ask yourself, why are things not happening as fast as I want them to? To realize that they're not supposed to happen as fast as you want to. They happen as quick as they're supposed to. And this can drive us crazy, but at the same time, we need to look at these situations for what they are. Okay, we finally got things working in the area code 937. You're on the air. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. You know, it's one of those situations where I see a 937 number and know I'm getting calls from Dayton, and that's interesting. Because most
heard
of my
you,
callers are...
Heard you talking about the pumpkin festival.
Yes.
Yeah.
The pumpkin show.
Yeah,
and,
good stuff.
Okay.
Oh, I was just saying, it's fun stuff, you know?
Yeah, well, I was actually in Dayton, too, working with the carnival down at Montgomery County Fair.
Oh, really?
Yes, I was on the bumper cars.
Oh, okay.
Everybody says you should have a booth. You should be doing this kind of work on the booth, doing readings and palm readings and such. I'm like, you know,
right.
I keep hearing that. I need to do that.
Well, speaking of that, by the way, my name's Brett.
Mm-hmm.
Did
you say Brad?
Brett, B-R-E-T-T.
I have a hard time with that word tonight. I had no lead on it. I had a boyfriend named Brent.
Yeah,
anyway,
I had heard that earlier. Anyway, ran into some really interesting information a couple of years ago, and been kind of going down the rabbit hole ever since. And I decided that I want to expose this information to everyone around the world.
Mm-hmm.
So a hobby has turned into a, I don't know, obsession. And now I started a radio talk show on this subject.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering, am I going the right direction?
So you have a radio show. Is it on here on Blog Talk Radio?
Yeah, it's just a little gig. Then I also got with, I think it was New Rev Radio. They brought me in to start doing their talk shows for them. New Rev, I think it's, yeah, New Rev Radio. But it's not on Blog Talk Radio. Now, my little gig is.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I'm just wondering if I could be successful doing something like this instead of being a website designer.
Okay. Well, I get the impression of the idea of the passion and stuff that goes along with what you've chosen to do. It feels like one has come to a point where you question it. It's not as enjoyable as it used to be. But I don't know. I get the impression with the radio show and all that kind of stuff. It seems like you feel like you're actually more in a position of service where you feel like you're really helping people.
Right, right.
The commercial design, it seemed like it was something more of a self-fulfilling thing with yourself.
It was like a robotic...
Yeah. So it's a little repetitious. And then this other thing that you do with the radio, it seems to take on so many different facets. Because it's like, oh, look at a situation like this, okay? Every show is different.
Right.
Every situation you get yourself into, you don't know what's going to happen. I know for a fact when I do this radio show, it's like the shows have a tendency, I could have formats for them. Because we usually have, like, Sunday night, we're having a round table. But it seems like when I changed the name of the show from the Psychic X Journeyman, Spiritual Link, which is what it's called now, it used to be the Psychic X Journeyman. And it was just one of those things of being in there doing some editing, and it just happened. And just things like that keep happening all the time where the shows take on their own theme. I think tonight was one of those things of helping people to understand that either they're going down the right path or to just let go and to go with the flow. and to help people realize that sometimes with the facets of, how do we put this, it's the ideal, I'm not holding on to nothing. I'm still going down the river of life, and they're still hanging on to the roots. So in some sense, the way they're still hanging on to something, but it's something underneath the surface that they don't think people see. And it's like understanding that, are we making decisions because of what people see or not see, or are we making decisions because of what we want to do? And those situations have a tendency to bring to the forefront. And say, gosh, I guess I was kind of hanging on to things. So it's like, the picture that I see was what I made a long time ago in the process of doing this kind of work. I was working for a hotel cleaning rooms, and I opened my first shop. And it seemed like I always told everybody, you dictate your success. And realize that you are the one who determines everything that happens in your life. So therefore, you don't have to hang on to things, as in a security, you know, for security and that kind of stuff. And here I was hanging on to a 9-to-5 job of cleaning rooms because of that one thing. So I wasn't. So it was one of those things where I wanted to be in a position where I was constantly practicing what I preach. So therefore, I didn't go back to work. And it was kind of funny too, because I told everybody exactly what happened was, I made $200 some. I think it was about $200 one day. And I got my last check from working at this hotel, which was for like $285 for 2 weeks. That really, that's a real strong picture to look at that and going, I'm making $200 a day when I was making $200 some a week or every 2 weeks. To realize, right, I was hanging on to that job for security, and realizing if I didn't go to that job every freaking day, there was no security in that job, and if I didn't follow through with what I had decided to do. So therefore, I decided to put all my energy into what I felt like I needed to do. And actually, the point was, too, that when I got that first shop, that was the sign. I had declared that a year before that. I actually walked up to that same shop a year before and said, if I was supposed to do this kind of work, this is where I would do it. And this would be a sign for me, this is what I'm supposed to do. And a year later, all the opportunities fell right into place, even working for that hotel, to get that position and to have that shop. Because when I first started working in that shop, it was just, I was working there. I wasn't an owner. But another opportunity presented itself where at the end of that month, I was actually part owner. So you'd be amazed what happened.
It's interesting that you said that, because just over the last 2 weeks, I'm running into celebrities now, you know, and I would have never imagined that. Or, you know, calling me up and stuff. It's just weird.
Oh, yeah.
Would have never expected that. Never.
No. I understand, too. I think it's one of those things that signs to you that you are on the right direction, and you're getting an interest from a lot of people. And the reason I say that, because I knew I was in that shop, there'd be days I'd be sitting there going, I have no business today, I'm just wondering, or somebody would say something. We had a lady come in one day, and I had a partner, and she read for her, and I read for her, and she just told everybody that we were all wrong. And I just said, I looked at the situation, and I said, listen, my guidance keeps saying over and over again, you were right about everything about her. It's just that she hasn't come to the realization of who she is either. It doesn't matter if she's almost 80 years old. I think she was like 60 or 70 years old. So I had a tendency to looking at logic and saying, well, this lady, she knows who she is? And I'm kind of baffled, because I know this is what's going on. I know she's having problems with the process of her mother being around her spirit-wise and letting go of a lot of things and that kind of stuff. I was like, I was like looking at the situation. In some ways, I was questioning things too, and then right after that, I had somebody come in and got a reading from me, who actually gave me crystals. She didn't give me the crystals, but I had some crystals I was kind of curious about. And she walked in the shop. I did a reading for her, and she looked me right in the face, and she said, "You are definitely destined to do this." She said, "You are very good at what you do." And she's, oh, by the way, there's crystals there on the table. She says, those were yours from when you lived in Lemuria, Lemurians. And I was like, what? She goes, yeah, that's a crystal. It finally got back to you.
So I didn't just get a reading from a read this person who actually gave me some really good encouraging words, but she also gave me the information about the crystal that I was curious about. And it was one of those things that it's amazing when you're in the right place, doing what you love to do, loving what you do. That it was amazing how many days people or things or whatever, something would just come to me with information about something. We had a lady next door to us that gave us two horseshoes. And one horseshoe was actually continuous. It didn't have an opening on it. And I was curious, going, what if that's just kind of a funny thing to say, you have continuous good luck because there's no, it can't get out.
Right.
Or is it really something that has a purpose? It wasn't 2 days later after I had said that. Somebody walked in my shop and said, "Ooh," and named it by name, pointed up the wall and said, I forget what she called it. I said, "Oh, it has a name?" And she goes, "Oh, yeah." I said, "Well, what's it used for?" She goes, "It's used for, they put it on horses who have lame horses to strengthen their legs." And I was like, "That happens a lot." And she goes, "What's that?" I said, "Oh, it's a long story, but every time I turn around to ask something, the answer comes walking through that door." So the same thing with your situation you're in, but, there's a lot more coming.
The only thing that scares me the most is how I'm going to fund the streaming radio and stuff like that. Of course, Blog Talk, it's on Blog Talk, but we're talking about getting servers and everything else, and that costs money. So that's my only fear right now.
Money.
Yeah.
Well, all I can say to that is the one thing I will say about the shop experience was, in the process of becoming an owner or becoming a partner, I had some fears of my own where the lady came to me and said, "Would you like to be a partner?" And she goes, "How it would work is you would pay half the bills, half the rent, and then you would be classified as part owner." And I looked at her right in the face and said, "I'll do it, but it has to be done in writing. There has to be a contract." And she's like,
right.
"Oh, okay, no problem." So her partner, I didn't realize at that time that she had a partner. And, I knew the partner was there, but never really met her, which was a very nice lady. And I found out later on she was actually doing all the funding. And I talked to her and said, "That needs to be done in writing." And she goes, "Oh, no, this lady actually worked for IBM, so..." She knew about contracts and stuff. So
right.
We draw the contract up, and the whole thing came right down to the whole thing. But it was kind of a scary thing to take on the responsibility of the bills. But I did find out it was kind of funny how things fell into place, too, very quickly, too. It wasn't just that. And then next thing we know, we had the opportunity to have a credit card machine. And I wasn't sure we could actually do that. But it was kind of crazy how we did that. To the point where, in the process of getting this credit card machine, we had it set up. We got both of our accounts information. But for some reason, what she had to do is she had to push 1, and she would do her transaction. And it would go into her checking account. I would push 2, and it would go in my checking account. Well, for some reason, it wouldn't do that for me. And I felt like she had something to do with it. But it's one of those things where you put yourself in a situation, like I always tell people, you follow your heart, this is what I'm supposed to do, so therefore there's a solution. So I was sitting there going, there has to be a solution to do this. So I went to her partner and said, "I have an idea." And she goes, "What's that?" I said, "I think I should continue to do transactions, credit card transactions. And what we'll do is all the money that I make through my transactions, I'll keep the receipts and stuff, will go into the checking account. And then instead of me giving you money to pay the bills, since you're writing all the checks out for everything anyway, we don't have to have any transfers or deposits and stuff like that. What we'll do is the money will just go right in there, and then you can just go ahead and write the checks you've been writing for the rent and utilities and stuff. And you don't own, the money will be there every month." And I said, "Here's another catch, too. Whatever, if there's any excess money, then it'll go toward the next month's bills." And she's like, "That's a good idea."
That makes sense. The
credit. Yeah, so we figured the whole thing out, and it was just amazing that the one thing we did realize, too, that when we first started, that we did put out flyers, but the
it was crazy that we actually went from where I went from making like $30 or $40 to making almost like $200 days. And we started figuring out the monetizing, where it actually went from my income went to, well, if you have to actually think about working for the hotel, even on a good, even in the season, the tourist season, we're talking about maybe $400 or $500 every 2 weeks. So you're still looking at $1,000 a month, maybe a little $1,200. And next thing we went from, because everybody tells us that the first 5 years of your business, you won't be making any money, you'll be basically breaking even. We actually was making, myself, I was making $2,700 a month. My partner, making, she was having $400 days. We was actually in a position where when people come over and were complaining about how bad their business was doing, we were kind of embarrassed to tell them how good we were doing. And it was just one of those things. They go, "How's that? How do you guys do that?" I say, "What we're doing is every day I would sit down and focus and say, today I'm going to do 10 readings and make $200. And I always told everybody, it works every time. And I said, even prove it. There was a couple of days where I forgot to declare, and I didn't get a business. But then I would stop and go, okay, it's like 6 o'clock in the afternoon. What am I going to do? Okay, all I need really is four. I need four readings before I go home. You know, I need four readings, maybe $40, whatever. And the one particular time I did that, the first time I did that, a family showed up, and we did the little thing. She had, what was it, two kids that wanted to get two. And so we did the two kids. And I was saying, well, okay, I got two. So we'll get two more before I go home. Well, in the process of doing that whole thing, about 5 minutes later, the same family came to the door and said, I have two kids here, but they don't have $20 apiece for readings. But they do have $20 between the two of them. So could you still let them both come in? And I said, yeah, sure, no problem. She goes, you sure you can do that? I said, yeah, sure, I own a business. Of course I can do that. So I sat there and did the whole thing. And as I was sitting there looking back on it about 10 minutes later, I'm going, oh, shoot. I just did my four readings and made my $40. It's time to go home. Everything fell into place. So, you know, sometimes I was looking at the situation and going, because at first I was like, But then it was like, I look back and a lot of times with realizations, we don't notice them as they're happening. It's not until afterwards. But that's the idea of this whole experience. It helps us get back in that spontaneous way where we can actually enjoy life as it unfolds,
right,
instead of curious and wondering. But the financial part just seemed to fall into place. And it seemed like the whole time I was in Colorado, it was like I made an agreement with me and my angels and the guides and God and everybody around me. Just the first thing that came to me as in the process of making decisions, I went with it. And it just seemed like everything kept on getting better and better and better to the point of actually, when I got the shop, it wasn't just a shop I declared. I also declared where I wanted to live, that town I wanted to live in, and just the way I wanted things to happen. And it was amazing that those were the things, because I remember this too, that I was working for the hotel. And the next thing I know, the situation played out where this woman I was still dealing with, which she was a married woman. Next thing I know, I was homeless because of her situation and because of what she basically declared herself. And plus, being a part of that, I had some
right.
negative outcomes. But it was when I walked away and said, okay, instead of dealing with that situation, I'd rather be homeless. Well, next thing I know, I was homeless. And I was still working for the hotel. And I sit there and said, okay, I don't want to be homeless. What I do want is a place to lay my head, a nice room, nice pillows, blankets, that kind of thing. So I went to my boss, who owns a hotel, and I asked her, I said, is it possible for me to stay in one of your rooms? And she said, no. Okay, where's the miracle here? And then she said, no, but you can stay in one of my cabins. So a friend of mine was like, I knew that right then and there, that something was happening and I was going somewhere, because I've always noticed with manifestations for me, whatever I ask for, I always get something more. So if I focus on, like, one time I was focusing on $1,200, and I got $1,225 when it did come through. this one here started off with the hotel, this situation with her. And I was sitting there asking myself like earlier, too. I was like, I asked her, could I stay there for 2 days? And I said, why didn't I ask her to stay there until Friday? That's payday. And I said, well, we'll just go with the flow and see what happens. I questioned it for a minute, but then I just let it go and see what happened. As soon as my 2 days were up, I got off work that day, headed down the main stretch there with all the hotels. And that's what I told everybody. There's hotels everywhere. My guides and angels came to me and said, you need to go to this hotel. And I was asking myself, it's like one of those things you ask yourself, why this particular hotel, right? There's hotels everywhere. Why this particular one?
Right.
It wasn't really one of the nicest ones there. But I said, okay. First I argued, because I remember this too, because I was sitting there going, you want me to go to this hotel? It's $35 a night. I only got $17 in my pocket. Let me go to this freaking hotel. And it goes like this, and all of a sudden I heard my guide basically come to me and says, you said you wasn't going to argue. I'm not arguing with you. Oh, maybe I am. I stopped and said, okay, you're right. I'm just going to listen. I'll go to the hotel. As I get to the hotel, they also told me to tell the woman everything. I said, if I tell her everything, she won't give me a room. See, this is what we have a tendency to look at people's perceptions, not realizing they have nothing to do with miracles. So I walked in there and told this lady everything. It led me up to that point. The woman, all the things she'd done, that kind of stuff. And the lady looked at me and she just kind of had one of those looks on her face like, I said, okay. She said, I promised myself I wouldn't do this again, but I'm going to give you a room. But she said, if you're not here in 2 days on Friday when you get paid, your clothes will be out in the street. Well, so funny about it was I'd forgotten all about what we had agreed to on Friday, and I had to work over. And there was a couple other appointments I had to take care of, too. So I really didn't, and when I got there, she wasn't there. And I was kind of freaking out because I was looking around for a little bit going, where are my clothes are at? Well, I went to my room. I went to my room. My bed was made. My room was cleaned, and my clothes and everything were still right there. And then I ran into her on Saturday and told her I forgot, and she goes, forgot what? See, she'd forgotten, too. But see, this one aspect, to make a long story short, was that hotel. See, I declared a year before that where I wanted to live. That lady who was managing that hotel, her husband managed the apartment complex I wanted to live in. Because it was actually,
wow,
when I came back in 1800s, it was actually a house. It was kind of a big house. It was a four-story house. This house had 40 rooms, and they had 40 apartments. So can you imagine what it was like when it was a house? Anyway, I thought it was a cool place. It was built back in the 1870s, I think. And I wanted to live there. And then after I got there, it was kind of too, because this it was like a chain reaction. I got this hotel before I had money. And then in the process of meeting her husband, we realized where he was working at, managing this other place. He came down after I was living at this hotel for about 2 or 3 months. And told his wife that he had rooms available up there. They had like 5. So I went up there and I had no money. But my angels and said, you need to go up there and check it out. What's the harm of looking? So, and they said, you never know what's going to happen. I'm like, yeah, I've already seen a lot of things happen already. So I did. I went up there and looked at the apartments. I found 308 and I was like, that's one thing I used to do too. I would sit there and say, I would love to have this apartment. I would love to have a nice room or something. I always put that word on there. I did that day, too. I went in that room. I was just there looking around the room going, I'd love to have this room. So he looked at me and he looked me right in the face and said, you ain't got no money, do you? I was like, I can't lie to you. No, I don't. But he said, I got to go check on something real quick, but hold on. So he leaves. He comes back in about 10 minutes later and said, I have a deal for you. I was like, and it was almost like my mind said, I was waiting for it, you know. At that point, I started waiting. I was like, I was waiting for things to happen. So I sat there and said, okay, what's the deal? And he goes, my maintenance man's drunk again. He said, if you finish painting this apartment, you can move in now. This was the first week of November. And then he said, when December came around, they had a special going on where all you had to do is have a deposit of $99, and that's all you needed. He says, can you have $99 the first of December? I said, yeah. And he said, I'll give you like 2 months to get on your feet. Is that good? Was I going to sit there and say no?
No.
And sometimes our fears. Yeah, sometimes our fears have a tendency to go, I don't know if I can do it. That's just a lack of faith in yourself. So you sit there and go, oh,
yeah,
I just look skeptical. Yeah, I said, yes, I can do it. Now, I was in there working it wasn't too long after that, his wife and him were walking around town like they always did every night, and they walked by that shop that I wanted to work in. That lady had rented that shop out. They talked to each other, and she said she was looking for a male reader. His wife said, I know the perfect person. And the next thing I know, they came to me. I remember them coming to me and said, someone rented that shop out. I said, so you trying to make me mad or something? That's my shop. And they said, no. She's looking for a male reader. So here's her phone number. Give her a call. Well, 3 days later, I was working there. So it was amazing how things fell into place. But see, it also defies what the world will tell you. I'm telling you that you have to have money to have these things. In every one of those scenarios, I didn't have any money. But I sure was put in a position to actually have it, and it came pretty quickly, too, as well. Because even with the idea of people being understanding, too, loving, caring people, just like I was putting out there. Because I remember my landlord, I came downstairs one day, because every day I would be putting my backpack on, head out the door to catch the bus, go downtown. And then I came downstairs one day, and he's like, do you realize you're $250 behind the rent? I said, yes. He said, but you always have the door, like you have a smile on your face. Like, does anything bother you? I said, should it? And he goes, what do you mean? I said, what would you like me to do? Want me to worry about it? Or do you want me to take the same energy and go get your money? He's like, you know something? I like that. You know, he never asked me that again, and I was behind the rent, I know, at least 3 or 4 times after that. But after I gave him...
Makes sense, though.
Yeah, after I told him that, he was like, he's out there getting my money. Because he knew for a fact, every time I got money, I gave it to him. And then the apartment I had, I remember moving in there, all I had was an inflatable raft, or as I call it, was an inflatable mattress.
Right.
And I got mad one day because I came in, and my mattress had lost all the air in it, but it still had the shape of a mattress. And I just came in there because I was tired, and just jumped on that thing, and it hit the floor like a ton of bricks. Because there was no air in that mattress. And I said, from that point on, I just started clearing things again. Like, I'd like to have a bed. I'd like to have some furniture. I'd like to have this. And every time I would do that, between 1 to 2, 3 days, he would come upstairs and say, we got some furniture. Would you like to have this? I was waiting. And the same thing with the bed. I swear, I said, I just don't want a bed. I said, I want a brand new bed in plastic. Still in the plastic. That was actually 5 days later, he came upstairs. So we got these beds. Would I have one? Would I? And it was they were still in the plastic, and that's when I donated some beds. And then when I moved from there, I had gotten a cottage with the same kind of techniques. And realized when I was moving that I actually had all this freaking furniture. Actually, I had to have a friend help me move. And then I also realized that every piece of furniture I got in there, except for, I think, some speaker wire or something, that I had actually bought myself with cash, everything else in there had been given to me in some kind of way, either trading out for work or just showing up at my doorstep. So you see, the situation of money and all these other things, what keeps us from getting all those things is fear. Once you let down the fear and say, okay, this is what I want to do, this is what I love to do, this is what I want to continue to do because I love this so much, you just sit back and wait for the opportunities to have just that. So just, I have the same problem with Blog Talk Radio with money. But it seems like it's the days that I get fearful that I won't have the money, I'm always late. But it always seems like the ones where I calm down, relax, and just, this is what I need.
I'm actually looking to go into the streaming radio on servers.
Mm-hmm.
Which is even scarier. I'm sure you probably priced that out, you know.
Yeah, I've actually been at the pro.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess what I'll do is just keep going at it, having a good time, and informing the people of the New World Order.
Yeah, because right now, I have a friend of mine in Tennessee, and she had a client that she was talking to who actually has connections to real radio. As in, we shouldn't say real radio, we should say internet, national radio.
Right.
On national radio itself. And I was like, really? She goes, yeah. He said that I need to do a show, but she said, I have a friend of mine who's really good at doing this whole thing. He already has a radio show, and he's doing it really well. And he told her that, okay, why don't you guys get together and make some connections and stuff and see what can get going and get you guys going and get you actually on the real radio. And I'm like, I'm ready to go.
I think you got to go for it.
Oh, heck yeah. I mean, God calls me. It's like I'm going down to Tennessee right now. So I'll tell everybody. I was like, you know, last lady was asking, is there any places to rent in Ohio? I said, don't care. But for you, if you want to go to Ohio, I don't recommend Ohio for anybody, but I don't know.
I don't either. I'm just staying here until my kids graduate and then probably go down south myself, you know, probably to Tennessee or, you know.
Mine's a hop and a skip. I want to go back to Colorado, but also I was talking to someone who's doing reading for me, which was kind of funny how you sit back and I tell people, if you just be still, everything will come to you. But I've actually had situations where I said, you know, I'm tired of paying for readings myself. And I know how it works. I said, well, I can manifest those. Of course I can. So I sit here and just sort of put it out there and kind of let it go and forgot all about it. And then I had a lady I was reading for. And she looked at me and she goes, oh, the lady you want to get back with, she's not ready yet. I'm like, oh, so you're doing a reading for me. And she's like, oh, yeah, I answer questions for you. She goes, I do this stuff. I don't charge anything. And I've actually had, like, four people who've actually come forward to give me information. And I was like, that's interesting. You know, so therefore, I don't think, I'm realistic from the stuff I've been through, nothing's impossible. Everything can come to you. So it's like, I always sit there and said the same thing, too, when I was looking at working in a shop. My goal was to be in a position where no matter who crossed my path, I was going to sit down and help them with a reading, palm reading, whatever it was, even if they don't have any money.
Right.
That was my goal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's one of those things, and it was amazing with some of the things that came through that door, and it was also amazing with what happened with some money. Because my thing was, I told people, if you sit back, money will drop in your lap, and that was a lot of times it did. And there was one, I remember this one 16-year-old girl came in, she was like 15 or 16, she wanted to do a palm reading, and I had done nothing all day, like 6 o'clock, 6:30. I looked at her, and I said, you know something? You can help me out. And she goes, how can I help you out? And I said, I can do a palm reading for you, and this gives me more experience, you know, at what I love to do. And she goes, how can I help you? I said, I get to do what I love to do, and you get a reading, which you want too. So how we went, and she was like, okay. So we sit down, we did a palm reading for her, and in the process of doing palm reading for her, her uncle and her mom popped in the door. And her uncle was so impressed with what he saw, he paid for hers, he got one, and he paid for his sister. So, see, I was telling everybody, I said, just go with the flow. I said, I had no intentions of wanting any compensation for that. I just wanted to sit down and work with her and, you know, just do something I love to do without any kind of expectations of anything. Just do it.
So basically,
yeah.
Do what you love and it all works out.
Heck yeah. I said, I just made $65. I mean, all I did was what I love to do. That's
right.
Energy. Yeah, you love this kind of stuff. So therefore, that love will definitely attract to you the opportunities, the solutions, the people, whatever you need. It's just the idea of, like they always say, be still and let God be God, which is the energy. And realize the plans have all been put into place. Just let them work for you instead of against you.
It makes sense. Makes a lot of sense.
You should talk to some of my friends. I mean, I had a friend who wanted to go to this spiritual retreat. And she said, I don't know how I'm going to do it. I have no money. She didn't have anything. She just had the want. She had the need. She had the want that she wanted to go. So she said, okay, I want to. She just made a declaration, declared it real firmly, and said, yes, I'd like to go to this. And she said, next thing that, she had a friend call up and said she had an extra ticket to go to a certain place. And just all these things started falling into place. Like my friend now is going to South Carolina. Either North Carolina or South Carolina. You know, the ideal of looking at the logic of some things we have to see the blockers, of this lady looking at this truck, because in the process of her waiting for this company to give her this truck, she was also putting off getting a truck for herself to move. Because every time she would do that, her guidance would say, you don't need to, you're getting this truck. You don't need to rent a truck.
all you need to do is wait to get this truck, and then get you something for your other vehicle, as in a trailer on the back of it, and you're good to go. So that sometimes that's hard in that kind of guidance just to follow through. But she said that she knew for a fact from experiences before, that's just what happened. So she let go. And sure, now she's got the truck, and now she's the final component been popped in. She's going to be around till Wednesday. And the work also informed her that they're actually going to keep her on payroll for another 3 months, insurance and that kind of stuff, as a consultant, in case they need her. So she's not. So she's, if they don't need her, she's still getting paid for 3 months.
Wow.
So the security.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah. So the security she was looking for with the
transition,
because even when she called, I think it's North Carolina, South Carolina. She called where she was going. She talked to a friend of hers. She goes, I'm not sure about this whole thing because I really have no place to go. When I get there, I got to start looking. And she's like, Her friend found her a house. So now all she has to do, which has already been paid, deposit and rent and everything's already been paid on that too. All she has to do is go from point A to point B now. Because everything else has been pretty much provided for her.
Wow.
So I wouldn't worry about your money. It's just the idea. Continue to do what you're doing. Because I think it's just the ideal. That's what you're supposed to do right now. Because I would like to be a pro show right now on Blog Talk Radio, but it seems like the premium package works pretty good right now with the 2 hour shows.
Right.
But
okay, that's what I was doing. The premium. So it's like the 2 hour. The other stuff's a little pricey for me.
Yeah, but look at the situation and what you're entitled to. And tell yourself you deserve it, and then don't be surprised if things start falling into place so you can have exactly what you deserve. But for a small example, like I have these Fusion for razors for shaving, which is, you know.
Right, I'd heard you talk about that earlier. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's pretty expensive to buy just four blades for this thing. It's like $13, $14. And
yeah.
some people look at the whole thing and say, that's crazy. Well, when I was visiting my daughter, I decided to use her husband's razor.
Right.
And cut my face up, freaking all over. And it's like, my guys came in and said, this is why you really need to have respect for yourself, so therefore these things don't happen. A lot of people say, well, I need to save money. Do you really need to save money? For what? You know, saving money for the sake of saving money is kind of like empty energy. But when you have a purpose, it's like, look at the situation. My guys will always sit there and say, hey, what, you know, the idea of saying your worth, then put it out there. What is your worth? When I got on first time on Blog Talk Radio, you know, I went from a free show, and they had these things where it was like you can check each one of these packages out for free. And I was noticing some people are like, well, I don't want to do that because, you know, what will I have the money at the end of the month? And I said, well, why should we think about that? Why we should just put ourselves in those situations? I mean, we're looking at these things as free advertising, as in the sense of advertising for our businesses and that kind of stuff. But at the same
right.
time, at the end of the month, we're not going to have the money. We're actually showing a lack of faith within ourselves and our business, which is what we're on there to promote. So therefore, we should sit there and put all the energy into promoting ourselves, doing what we're on there for, to teach and those kind of things. But I think what's really strong for people to see, and that's why I tell a lot of stories, is that's my guidance coming through saying, here's a person that's sitting there looking at a situation. For example, when I got on Blog Talk Radio, I went from a free show to a premium show, and then I went up to Premium Plus.
Right.
It was kind of funny that when I went, 1 month I decided to go backwards and went back down to premium. It's kind of funny how the flow of money and certain things that were just coming to me stopped. And I was like, ask my guidance, is this something I shouldn't have done? They go, what you need to do is go back up to premium plus, as in the guy
right.
and the possible progression, not backwards, because when you go backwards, you're putting that energy in doubt.
That's interesting that you mentioned that, because there for a year, I only went by
Poor Man's News on YouTube. It was just a free gig.
Mm-hmm.
But then as soon as I jumped over to Blog Talk, I noticed a little bit more cash started coming in because I'm self-employed web designer. Just a little bit more cash started coming in. That's interesting. You mentioned that.
Oh, yeah. That was so great. And I was actually able to go and at that time, I wasn't sure you could do that, but I just went and started paid for one. And see, at that time, if you paid for something on Blog Talk Radio, if you decide to go back the other way, you can still get it a month for free. And that's what I did. I went back the other way, corrected the whole thing, and it was mainly when I corrected everything, the flow seemed to open up.
Yeah, it's really strange how things work.
Yeah, but
I guess it's natural.
I was telling some people, look at the situation. You're going to sit there and look at the situation. You're going to go, okay. It's putting me in a position to take a leap of faith. I said, what you're going to find out after you do these leap of faith, after you do like, you know, do a several leaps of faith, you're going to find out that they're not leaps of faith. They're the answer. And that's the direction you need to go in. And then you start asking.
So go with what works.
Huh?
If it works, just keep going with it.
Yeah, that's the one thing we try to
happy.
Right. I was telling a lot of people when we do the relationship stuff that when you follow your heart, it's just not for relationships. And in general, it's broadened our perceptions on what relationships are. When you're in a relationship, you relate. You're relating to each other. If you look at the idea of doing this kind of format or any kind of service, it's the same kind of relationship. You're relating to other people. And if you're in a situation or a position that you really love what you're doing and you really believe in what you're doing, it's a whole lot easier to come across to people in that loving, caring way because, first of all, you love yourself and you love what you do. And I guarantee when you have that kind of format going on, the people that come to you and the success you're going to have because of that, the same thing. So when you sit there and say, follow your heart.
Wow.
I just got with the romantic stuff, but any kind of relationship you think. But we were sitting there going over my book. There's a book here called The Angels Within Us and the Angel Energy book by John Randolph Price. And the other one was The Angels Within Us. It talks about the 22 angels that govern the gateways of the inner plane of the angel of abundance, the angel of success, the angel of spiritual understanding, those kind of angels. Now there's an angel in there called the angel of unconditional love and freedom. And there's another one called the angel of loving relationships. And I said, the reason these angels are named the way they are is to give you an ideal that every time you interact with anybody or anything, it's a relationship. So it says loving relationships. So when you proceed to go with those things in a loving way, you always get loving responses and a great outcome.
Yeah, that makes sense because, you know, I don't have any problem with relationships, and I've been married to my wife for 19 years now. I mean, I'm doing good there. You know, it's just, it's interesting.
Mm-hmm. And I will say,